dreaming. I'm always dreaming. Dreaming. Love will be mine. Searching. I'm always searching. Hoping. Someday I'll find someone to love me, or someone who needs me. But until then, well, I'll keep on dreaming, keep right on dreaming, dreaming, till my dreaming comes true.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. The 2022 Biloxi Shuckers season continues to roll on all season long at WGCM.
Hardy, the right-hander, sets. It is 1-2 pitch. Inside edge, called third strike, and the Shuckers have thrown a combined no-hitter.
Across the Magnolia State,
the set at the 2-2, and Dillard hammers this deep to right field. It is out of here in a hurry, and the first home run at Double-A for Thomas Dillard gives the Shuckers the lead in the bottom of the sixth.
This is the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is presented by Coca-Cola, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. Welcome to the Shuckers pregame show, getting you ready for today's game. Let's send it out to the ballpark.
It's a night of new beginnings for both the Biloxi Shuckers and the Mississippi Braves. It's the start of the second half of the 2022 season right here from MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi. Welcome inside the Shuckers pregame show. I'm Thomas Zarella. We'll be joined by Garrett Green momentarily. But the Shuckers ending the first half of the season went on a bright spot as they walked off the Pensacola Blue Wahoos by a score of 9-8, three runs in the bottom of the ninth inning, all coming in thanks to Jason Lopez, a bases-clearing double down the left field line that caught up against the blue padding to the left of the 325 sign, and it would score Dillard, Reitz, and Devaney. And so Lopez is only hit in the contest, did reach base two other times with a pair of walks, and the Shuckers came back from down 5-2 times in the contest. It was tied for their franchise record largest comeback victory. Again, in their short franchise since 2015 history. But, again, still an impressive comeback. So they take the final series of the season, four out of six games that they take from the Blue Wahoos. They did finish, though, 2.5 games back in the standings, but they did also finish above 500, which is also an important thing, 34-33 overall record so far on a season which the Shuckers in their 7 years in existence have finished over 500. In five of those six seasons. So looking to do it again here, right here in 2022. And the Shuckers welcome in the Mississippi Braves, who finished 29-40 overall. They have been slumping, though, in the month of June. They are just 6-17 in this month. They have dropped 9 of their last 12, including their last three contests, but looking for a good start. Again, to the second half, month of new beginnings pretty much here as we wind down the final days of June. Jared Schuster, the Braves' number 9 prospect. The southpaw will get the ball. He'll go opposite of Justin Bullock, the right-hander for the Shuckers. We'll get you the rest of the starting lineups next year on the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Manny Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Garrett Green momentarily, but it's now to get you the start of Lanas Proposed Science. We start with the Mississippi Braves, managed by first-year manager Bruce Crabb. Here is his starting nine today. Tony Milligan, the center fielder, will lead things off. Again, playing center field. Justin Dean, the right fielder out of Lenore Ryan, bats second. Third baseman, the left-hand hitting C.J. Alexander, bats third. Left-handed hitting first baseman Drew Lugbauer, the all-time M-Braves home run leader, and bats cleanup. Hendrick Clementine, the catcher, bats fifth. Left fielder batting sixth is Andrew Morowitz. Jariel Gonzalez, the switch hitting DH. DH is in the seventh spot. Second baseman Ryan Delgado bats eighth. And Cade Bunnell, the shortstop, rounds out the starting nine. Again, he bats ninth. The left-hander out of Wake Forest University, the first-round draft pick by the Braves. We'll get the ball today. The number nine prospect, according to MLB Pipeline, in the first round pick, 25th overall in 2020. This season, Schuster's 4-7, a 3.53 ERA. He'll go opposite of Justin Bullock, 0-1, a 5.85 ERA for the right-hander Bullock. Here is the rest of the starting nine for the Shuckers. Can they finish the first half a game over 500, 34-33 overall record, finish second in the South Division in the first half of the season? Switch hitting left fielder Noah Campbell, whose 14-game hitting streak was snapped on Sunday in the victory. He's back at the top spot, playing left field, batting first. Shortstop Andrew Monasterio, who was just reassigned from AAA Nashville, will bat second. Brewers number two prospect, the right fielder Joey Weimer, bats third. Switch hitting first baseman out of Ole Miss, Thomas Dillard, bats cleanup. The reigning Southern League Player of the Week, Jackson Reitz, the DH, bats fifth. We'll be sure to talk more about him and his big week he had against the Blue Wahoos. Second baseman Felix Valerio bats sixth. Cam Devaney, the third baseman, bats seventh. Again, still riding along that franchise record and career-long 19-game hitting streak. He has been on base 25 straight games as well. And then it's the hero from Sunday, the catcher Jason Lopez. Bases clearing double down the left field line. Played at three runs, and I should say the game-winning three runs as well in the Shuckers 9-8 victory over Pensacola. Again, he bats eighth. And the left-hand hitting center fielder Terrence Dawson rounds out the starting nine. And again, Justin Bullock, the right-hander, will get the ball today. He's 0-1, a 5.85 ERA, making his eighth start with Biloxi this season, matching his total of eight starts he had last year for the Shuckers when they were in the AA South. Those years start last tonight between the M-Braves and the Shuckers in Game 1 of this six-game series to kick off the second half of the season. When we return here on the Shuckers pregame show, our picks to click up next year on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters! Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah. Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized nutritional and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Picks to click in the contest. Again, those who don't know, just somebody's going to hit a home run today or someone's going to have a good game overall. Gary, we'll kick it over to you.
Nice and easy, I'm going to pick Felix Valerio as my pick to click in today's lineup. Well, Valerio had a good series. Remember, he had a four-hit game against Pensacola in that series, so he is my pick to click today.
I know it's going to seem like a little bit like cheating, but I'm going to go with the reigning Southern League Player of the Week in Jackson Arietz. Three doubles, two home runs, setting a new career high in terms of home runs. Maybe he sneaks one out today in this opener against Jared Schuster. Well, the National Anthem first pitch on the side here from MGM Park on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on July 2nd for Biloxi's Southern Negro League Baseball Night as the first 1,000 fans receive a Biloxi Southern Negro League team. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Let's go! Woo! Batter up!
Hey, batter.
Play ball!
Play ball!
It's time for the future Brewers stars to take the field. First pitch is coming up next. Now back to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Biloxi Shuckers, Garrett Green.
From MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi, it is the start of the second half of the Southern League season as the Biloxi Shuckers kick off a six-game series against their in-state rival, the Mississippi Braves. A very pleasant good evening, everybody. Alongside Thomas Zinzarella, Garrett Green with you here. Shuckers come into today at 34-33 on the year, but they start anew 0-0 in the second half. As for Mississippi, 29-40 on the year, but they too start brand new with the second half of the season at 0-0. Here's the starting lineup for Mississippi today. Leading off is the center fielder, Cody Milligan. Justin Dean follows him in right, and C.J. Alexander at third, bats third. In the cleanup spot is the first baseman, Drew Lugbauer. Hendrick Clementina is the catcher. He will hit fifth. And in the sixth spot is the left fielder, Andrew Moritz. Jariel Gonzalez, the designated hitter, batting seventh. In the eighth spot, the second baseman, Riley Delgado. And rounding it all out is the shortstop, Cade Bunnell. They go opposite the right-hander, Justin Bullock. 0-1 this year with a 5.85 ERA. And the Mississippi Braves are led by first-year manager Bruce Crabb. Shuckers in their home white jerseys today. White jersey tops and pants with the black caps and the blue bills. M-Braves are in their road dark navy jerseys as the first pitch from Bullock is a little downstairs. They're off and running at 6:35 p.m. Central Time here on the Mississippi coast. Well, fastball just low from Bullock. Did not miss the bottom of the zone by much. And the right-hander winds home the next. And this is ripped over towards the right side and through. It's a base hit right out of the gate for the center fielder, Milligan. So two pitches into the game, the M-Braves have their first hit, and it brings up Justin Dean. So Milligan on first, and here is Dean against the 6'1", 204-pound right-hander, Justin Bullock, making his eighth start with the Shuckers this year. Mighty sets and the first pitch. And that is lined out towards left field. That'll get into the alley and fall down. Milligan taking a round of second. He will head for third, and Campbell's throw comes to second as Milligan goes sliding in feet first. And so all of a sudden, the M-Braves very quickly have a couple of men on with nobody gone as they get into the heart of the order and C.J. Alexander.
Let's take a look at the Shuckers' defense today. Starting the outfield left to right, Noah Campbell, Darren Stauston, and Joey Weimer with his 10 outfield assists. On the infield, Cam Devaney's at third. Andrew Monasterio and Felix Valerio up the middle. Thomas Dillard's at first, and Jason Lopez behind home plate, two in the catching.
So runners on the corners and nobody out, and here's Alexander. And the first pitch to him is lifted. Third base side, foul ground, Devaney in the coach's box will casually reach off of his side and make the catch for the first out. So that's a very good way to get the first out for Bullock. A lazy fly and foul ground, but it doesn't get any easier with the first baseman, Drew Lugbauer. Well, the scouting report on the right-hander Bullock, he throws a fastball, a changeup, a slider, and a curveball. Four-pitch pitcher who is making his fourth career start against the Mississippi Braves. He started against them once earlier this year. Runner goes, pitch is swung on a miss. The throw to second, not in time. Now the runner coming home, and a successful steal of home by Milligan as the M-Braves pull off the double steal. Dean at second, Milligan comes home, and it's 1-0 Mississippi here in the first. Well, it is very hard to catch the speedy Justin Dean. That's his 10th steal of the year now. In 13 tries, was tops in the Southern League when it was the AA South last year. Now he's in scoring position. And an 0-1 count to Lugbauer. And the next pitch is bounced foul on the first base side. That's what you're trying to do in that. We've seen the Shuckers pull off that much this season. where you have a runner steal second with men on the corners, and as soon as the throw goes to second, the runner from third breaks home and scores. Bullock looks to second and the 0-2, and that is down low. Lopez blocks it, and it dribbles only a few feet away from him. On the count of ball and two strikes to Lugbauer. Well, it is a surprisingly cool night here in Biloxi compared to what we had last week. 86 degrees at first pitch, and it only feels like it's 94 outside. A Tuesday night of last week was a very different experience. The set end, though, 1-2. And this is swung on and tipped in and out of the middle. Lopez, he just couldn't squeeze it. And so the count of ball and two strikes to the Lugbauer. Check that. It was Wednesday of last week. It was 93 degrees at first pitch, and it felt like it was 103. Set down the 1-2, inside edge, and he just missed his spot. And Bullock just asking home plate umpire James Jean where that pitch missed, and he indicated a little inside.
That was a good-looking changeup. Like you said, it started to move back towards the heart of the plate.
So now a 2-2 to Lugbauer. And the offer, and a swing and a miss. He got him to chase the same pitch on the inner edge, and it's the first strikeout of the day for Bullock. So two gone, and the catcher Hendrick Clementina coming to bat. Now, I said it last week. The weather that we had during the first six games of this homestand is not in line with what we normally have down here on the coast. It was certainly a heat wave last week. Set on the first offer, and Clementino watches a curveball at the bottom of the zone for a called strike. It is 0-1. Well, as we said, calling the balls and strikes tonight is James Jean. He is our crew chief. Raul Moreno is at first, and Macon Hammond rounds out our three-man umpiring crew at third. 0-1 fastball a little downstairs. No, called a strike. And so the count is 0-2. Look at that. James Jean has a very deliberate strike call behind home plate. Bullock trying to escape with nothing more than one run across. The set and the 0-2. And Clementina fouls it off. The Braves had men on the edges with three pitches into the ballgame tonight.
Just in the umpire about strike calls out in Toronto yesterday. It was just a quick hand raise, like a sideways, and it wasn't like a typical strike call you see. It was just a full palm. It was kind of strange to watch.
That would be difficult. The 0-2. And Clementina down to an E as he's just barely able to foul off the top of a curveball. Was falling down below his knees. And so the count stays at 0-2. Dexter Kelly is another crew chief in this league who has a very deliberate strike call. And when we were doing games remotely last year, that was a little difficult. The 0-2. And this is a busted bat pop-up. Shallow right field, Valerio's backing up for it, and he will call and make the catch. So Bullock does limit the damage, but the M-Braves get a run on two hits and a double steal, including a steal of home. We go to the bottom of the first inning. It's the M-Braves 1. The Shuckers coming to bat next on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bottom of the first inning, In Braves leading the Shuckers 1-0 as the lefty Jared Schuster comes to the mound. Let's meet the starting nine for the Shuckers that will oppose him tonight. Leading off is the left fielder Noah Campbell. Andrew Monasterio follows him. He is at short. On the right fielder, Joey Weimer, that's third. In the cleanup spot is the first baseman, Thomas Dillard. Jackson Reitz, the designated hitter. Felix Valerio at second. Cam Devaney over at the hot corner today, and he's batting seventh. Jason Lopez, the catcher, hits eighth. And rounding it all out is the center fielder, Terrence Dostin. The left-hander, Jared Schuster, brings the first one home, and it's fouled off by Campbell for strike one. Schuster this year, 4-7, but a 3.53 ERA, and the Shuckers are, of course, led by sixth-year manager Mike Guerrero. Next offer to Campbell, and again he fouls it off first base side. The count is quickly 0-2 to the batter, Campbell. Schuster already set to go, lifts the glove in the 0-2 pitch. And Campbell is late on an elevated fastball. It's a three-pitch strikeout of Campbell. So one gone, and the newest member of the Shuckers, Andrew Monasterio, coming to hit.
Well, let's meet the M-Braves defense tonight. Starting the outfield left to right, Andrew Moritz, Cody Milligan, and Justin Dean on the infield dirt. C.J. Alexander at third. Cade Bunnell, Ryan Delgado up the middle.
As the first pitch, inner edge for a called strike, 0-1.
Jared Lugbauer is at first, and Hendrick Clementina is doing the catching.
Next offer, and this is lifted out into left field. It'll drop down for a base hit. So Monasterio here with the Shuckers for the first time. Singles out into left. Brought down from AAA Nashville, and not for any reason of his performance there at AAA. They just have a glut of players up the middle there, most notably Bryce Terang also playing short. And the Shuckers down a few bodies right now. As a matter of fact, with the addition of Monasterio, Shuckers are finally back to 28 active players. So now it's Weimer from the right side and the first offer. And Joey takes it inside for a ball, 1-0. Well, on the bump today for the M-Braves is the 6'3", 205-pound left-hander Jared Schuster. 23 years old, native of New Bedford, Massachusetts. 1-0 when Weimer swings through a changeup. The count is 1-1. Schuster rated as the number 9 prospect in the Atlanta Braves organization if you go by MLB Pipeline. Fourth time that the Shuckers are seeing the left-hander. He's had two really good performances against Biloxi and one really bad one. The lefty sets, looks to first, and the 1-1. And Weimer takes it at the bottom of the zone, a changeup for his strike. It is 1-2. Well, that changeup is the pitch that Schuster's success is predicated on. It is his plus-plus offering, and part of why he was selected 25th overall in the 2020 draft, same year that Weimer was taken by the Brewers. As the 1-2 and a wave and a miss over a changeup for a strikeout. So two strikeouts in the game now for Schuster. Two gone, and Thomas Dillard will be the hitter.
Now that's why it's surprising Schuster that first at bat to Joe Campbell, and why probably Campbell was tardy on that last fastball. Threw him three straight fastballs.
So now it's Dillard from the right side. Set down the first offer, and Thomas swings and misses over an inside-biting breaking ball for a strike. It is 0-1. Monasterio over at first after his single. Shuckers trailing 1-0 here in the home half of the first inning with two gone. Schuster looks to first and the 0-1. And that's down in the dirt. A nice block by Clementina. Scrambles to his feet, and stares the runner back to the base. It is 1-1. Well, surprisingly, normally when Dillard is batting from the left side, the defense plays him to pull a whole lot more than they are, as he is a right-handed hitter right now. 1-1, and this is shot the opposite way foul. Center fielder Milligan is shaded towards right, and the left fielder Moritz is very deep and pretty much straight away. However, the second baseman Delgado is still a few steps over towards the first base side, more than you would normally expect for as much of a pull shift as you can have in the minors. 1-2, and Dillard takes inside corner. 92-mile-an-hour fastball for a called third strike. So Schuster gives up a single, but strikes out the side. And as we head on to the second inning, it's the M-Braves 1 and the Shuckers nothing. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Perky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Headed to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49 Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum. Want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashions.
Start of the second inning, Mississippi Braves leading the Biloxi Shuckers 1-0. And Braves getting their run in the first on a double steal, getting a steal of home. It'll be the left fielder Andrew Moritz to lead things off. It's the right-handed hurler Justin Bullock, who needed 15 pitches to get to the first inning. 12 of them were strikes. Here's the first offer, and that's pumped in on the outer edge for a called strike to Moritz. It is 0-1. The Shuckers are continuing along here. We are now in the stretch where college baseball has come to a conclusion. The Miners are still playing along as the 0-1 is downstairs. And the count is 1-1. And we're now pleased to be joined by the head coach over at Pearl River Community College. Michael Avalon is here with us. Coach, first of all, congratulations as you guys captured the NJCAA Division II national title a couple of weeks ago. How has it been to be a national champion for a couple of weeks?
Oh, man, it's been a dream come true. Still settling in on me, and but very, very thankful for it for sure.
Well, they busted bat roller up the middle for Moritz. Long run over for Monasterio. He can't get to it, so it's a leadoff single, and that brings up Jariel Gonzalez. Now, you guys play at the Division II ranks, so you guys were up in Oklahoma taking on Madison in the national championship round up there. I know that it was a grind to get there for you guys, but you went in as the number one seed. How did it feel to go in as a favorite into a national tournament like that?
Well, it it speaks to our region and our conference that we play in. Just a lot of credit to the I guess teams that we play in our regular season and how tough it is. So that's where the credit comes from. But it was different having the bullseye on us up there, and for a lot of the guys, obviously it's their first time. So to go in and to be expected to win it as the number one seed, you know, that was tough, but obviously very proud of how we handled it.
You guys dropped the first game that you had against Madison 11-4, but you bounce back and you have a 19-1 win in game number two. I know you mentioned when we chatted down on the field before the game that after game one, the players got together. They had a players-only meeting, which you love. But when you're sitting in the dugout and they're scoring 19 runs, how much are you saying, guys, we got game three tomorrow that we need to save some of this for?
Yeah, absolutely. It was one of those things to where, you're sitting there and you're kind of like, in baseball there's a little luck involved too. And so we had some hits fall and it seemed like everything fell. I'm like, man, we need to save some of those, for tomorrow. So let's get this one over with and get to tomorrow.
Well, single into right field by Jario Gonzalez, the designated hitter, and that will drive in Moritz as he comes in to score. So the M-Braves take a 2-0 lead with no one gone here in the second inning. And Riley Delgado, the second baseman, coming to bat. So you guys fall behind 2-0, bang, right out of the gate. But I know you've had a crew this season that really was resilient. What was the mood like in the dugout for you guys after you fell behind? But, look, you get it out of the way and you still have 9 more innings to go out there and play.
our offense was pretty special all year. One of our mottos was don't blink because we can score runs in a hurry if you blink. And so we, you know, we had that confidence. But, getting to the fifth inning and not scoring, and it got a little worrisome. But Tate Parker, the National Player of the Year in NJCAA Division II, just named yesterday or today, actually, he stepped up in the sixth inning and hit a big home run and kind of relieved the pressure from us. And I knew once that happened, you know, we were in a good situation.
Yeah, with a good offense, anytime you can just get that first run and you crack the scoreboard, then you kind of feel like the Avalanche will follow, and it did for you guys. You end up scoring 7 runs in the game. You win it 7-2. I've been through the grind of baseball seasons before. Haven't quite had the last out to win a championship. We've been close before, but I know that when you get to that point, the season is over and you've accomplished the goal. You know, you always get asked right afterwards, like, oh, what is this feeling like? And I'm sure there is just no way to put it into words. But now they've got a few weeks to reflect on it. What was that moment like where the season ends, you know that you're done, you're not playing a game tomorrow, and now you get to bring the hardware home with you?
Yeah. Well, it's just a very humbling moment because you work, I've been coaching college baseball for 16 years and played it for, I guess 13 or so or more. And so all those years, you know, the goal was to win a national championship or the big championship, the World Series. And so to finally do that and watch these guys, you know, do that and enjoy that, it's just real humbling and special. And you're just very, very thankful for it, for sure.
Bullock in a little bit of a jam here. Runner on first, 2-0 in favor of the Braves with no one gone on the 2-2-2 Delgado in tight. 3 balls and 2 strikes to the second baseman for the Braves. Mississippi leading 2-0 already here in the top of the second inning. We're joined by head coach Michael Avalon over with Pearl River Community College, national champions this year at the Division II ranks. Now, for you guys, in 2019, you make the World Series for the first time since 2002. As the runner goes, this is hit over to third. Devaney, one play, it'll be to first, and that is the first out as Gonzalez moves to second. But you make it there in 2019, and you have all of this momentum, and then here's the 2020 season. You guys are off to a great start, and then bang, the season gets banged at that point because of the global pandemic. How tough was that to kind of restart that momentum? Because it really seemed like going into 2020, you guys were right there to get back and maybe do it that season.
Yeah, you know, we can sit here and argue who's the better team and more talented team, because that 2020 team was very, very talented. And even our 2021 team that fell short, LSU Eunice beat us in a regional in our place. And, just the wind was blowing in is what we tell folks. The wind got the better of us that thing, because we hit a lot of balls hard just right into the wind.
We know a little bit about that right here. The flag's blowing in a little bit from right today. And so left-handed hitters like Cade Bunnell, who takes one inside for a ball, it's 1-1. They know all about how difficult it is, so we can understand that for sure.
Yeah, well, I think just the difference with this group from those was we were very good defensively. We had returners all across the infield, and we were so deep on the mound. I mentioned our offense earlier. We scored a lot of runs. I think we led the conference in runs with almost like 9 a game. So, but still, the thing that I think separated us in the World Series was just our pitching depth was very good.
As we take a look here, Bunnell 2-1 the count with one gone and a man on second. Right-hander Bullock sets and fires, and that is bounced foul. Really, the Braves are making Bullock throw a lot of pitches here in the second inning, trailing 2-0. They obviously get the win at the College World Series up there this season, and an exciting thing to do. And now the momentum carries along, and all of a sudden, really 3 of the last 4, if you count Division I and Division II games, for the national championship, the trophy's right here in the state of Mississippi. I mean, how much of a luxury is it for you guys to be recruiting a state that obviously college baseball, high school baseball has got to be just rolling right now in this state?
Yeah, when I've been asked that a lot lately, but just about baseball in the state. You look at Mississippi State last year, Ole Miss this year, us this year, Southern Miss hosting the Super Regional this year. But then you take it a step further and you look at Delta State, who's Division II, who won their conference again this year. They're one of the best programs in the country in Division II. You got William Carey, who won their conference this year.
Yep.
And then the high school baseball, we had several teams nationally ranked in high school in Mississippi. It just tells you how good baseball is here in a very, you know, a less populated state than others. So I tell people it's got to do, obviously, with the players and the coaches and the high school programs that start there and feed all these programs. So very thankful to be able to work with very good high school programs and high school coaches.
Yeah, I think that two of the top 15 high schools by Baseball America's final ranking that they put out for the high school programs were right here in the state of Mississippi. I'm pretty sure Summerall was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
As a first pitch misses outside for a ball to Milligan, it's 1-0. Shuckers trailing 2-0. And really, you look up and down your roster that you had this year, and I recognize a lot of names from high schools in this area. So how great is that for you to be able to recruit in your own backyard and bring in players from Gulfport, West Harrison, Harrison Central, Biloxi High, all of those areas, you know, D'Iberville, here in the area, and you're recruiting guys that are good enough to help you win a national championship.
Yeah. I think it makes it a little more special for those guys. You know, they obviously know Pearl River. They know the school. So for them to win a national championship and be from the area, you know, you take a little more pride in it. It means a little more to you. And I thought that was evident on how we played. You know, it was these guys played for something bigger than themselves, and that's something we asked them to do. But I think it, you know, they just bought into Pearl River, and it became just a little more special for them.
2-1 pitch misses low. It's now 3-1 to Milligan. Runner at third is Gonzalez. 2-0 in favor of the M Braves here in the top of the second inning. We're chatting with head coach Michael Avalon. Now, you are a Jackson area native, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken. But so were you there at all? I know that the Jackson Mets used mm-hmm. to play.
Generals and the Mets.
The Generals and the Mets. So
yep.
Did you grow up going to games there?
Oh, absolutely. Smithville Stadium. Oh, yeah, absolutely. that was you know, 5 minutes from my house. So went and watched many games there and grew up around the baseball park for sure.
Well, they obviously we're going to see a lot more of these guys. We played them 12 times in the first half. Pensacola was our main opponent in the first half. 21 of our 65 games were against the Wahoos. Now we see Mississippi for 18 of our final 69 games as this misses outside for a ball. It is ball four, and so runners on the corners with two gone here in the inning, and Justin Dean is coming to bat. So you obviously get a little bit of a chance to take a break and relax just a little bit. I know that with recruiting and everything like that, it is now kind of a 24-hour gig, 365. But, you know, what was the big celebration for you to take a little bit of a break and step away to reset after you finally get to the top of the mountain?
Yeah, well, we actually just got back from the Bahamas, me and my wife. We went with a large group. We went with 21 couples down to the Bahamas.
Goodness.
And you know, I was I got called a national champion, a couple times down there, so that was pretty cool. But, you know, that was important. Just, you need to get away, and I tell people sharpen the axe every once in a while. So, but it was very special to get to go down with, a lot of good friends and just let it all soak in.
So I hate to even ask you this because tonight's about – reflecting on the 2022 season and accomplishing what you've always been looking to do against sixth year that you just completed there at Pearl River. But what do things look like for next season? What's the next steps for you guys to get ready? Because I'm sure the guys get a little bit of a break for summer, but you guys are probably right into fall workouts after that.
What we are, early August we'll start back. We could bring them in for summer school, but we don't because we play so late.
Yeah.
So. But we'll get back in August and get after it. And the goal is going to be get back to the World Series and win it. And hopefully these guys, I just feel like once you've done something, they have the confidence, that we can do this. We can get to the World Series. We can win it. So hopefully, it won't be easy by no means. But it should be a little easier to believe that we can go do it and hopefully do it again.
Experience certainly matters for something like that. And to have guys who I know you're probably turning over a decent amount of your roster, but I'm sure that you're bringing back a good number of guys that have that experience, maybe didn't play there, but they saw how you prepare for those games and get yourself ready. And that is just incredibly important to get yourself prepared to go back and try and repeat.
Right, invaluable. And we do bring back several good pieces. We've got four or five of our hitters that played every day for us this year that'll be back. And then on the mound, we're losing several really good arms, but we've got some depth, like we talked about. So we had plenty of guys that got experience, and they'll be back for us.
Well, this one is lined out into right field for Justin Dean, and Joey Weimer is waiting there to catch it. That brings the top of the second inning to a close. M Braves do get a run. Well, we've been thrilled to have Coach Michael Avalon here with us. Coach, congratulations on the national championship. Enjoy it. Soak it in. I know you guys are hungry for another one, but we hope you enjoy it. Thanks so much for dropping by.
Awesome. Thank you for making this day so special. Thank you so much.
Of course, there he is, the head coach of your national champion Pearl River Community College baseball team. Michael Avalon has been with us. Shuckers trailing 2-0 as we go to the bottom of the second inning on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Double play! A double play!
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Offer in the bottom of the second inning is outside to Jackson Reese for a ball. The next offer at the top of the zone and off speed for a strike from the left-hander Jared Schuster. It is 1-1. 2-0 in Braves here in the bottom of the second. The pitch to Reese as he swings and misses at a breaking ball, and the count is 1-2. Jackson named the Southern League Player of the Week for last week as time was called late. And so Reed's able to step out and maybe break up Schuster's rhythm a little bit after he struck out three in the first inning and gave up a single. The 1-2, and Reed fouls this back over our heads and out of play. And so the count stays a ball and two strikes to Jackson. But Reed's top three in pretty much every offensive category last week as the 1-2 checks his swing on a breaking ball low and outside. It is 2-2. Hit safely in all six games, had extra base hits in five out of six contests, as the 2-2 fouled off. Top three in OPS, total bases, RBIs, hits. The other, a really solid week. The 2-2, and a swing and a miss. There is the changeup from the right-hander, or the left-hander Schuster. It's his fourth strikeout with one gone. It's Felix Valerio.
Well, that's what Schuster does best, really mixes in the changeup well with the fastball and the curveball as well that he throws.
Set and the first offer to Valerio. There is an off-speed in for a strike. It is 0-1 to Valerio. So four strikeouts so far for Schuster as the next offer misses and the count is 1-1. And the Shuckers are hoping he doesn't turn in a performance similar to what he did back on April 16th here, as the 1-1 Valerio fouls back a fastball, and the count is 1-2. Schuster, over five innings that night, struck out 12 and didn't allow a run. Shuckers lost the game 4-0 in a five-inning contest. The set and the 1-2, and that is down low. And so the count evens at 2-2. If I am not mistaken, that was the first loss of the year for Biloxi at that point.
It was, yeah.
Was the game that they lost, and the report afterwards was we would have gotten all nine innings in. We might have had an opportunity to improve to 9-0 to start the year, as this is fouled off. And the count is 2-2. Well, the Shuckers are starting fresh tonight. Started the second half for both of these teams. as the southpaw Schuster, his 2-2 to Valerio. And Felix nubs it foul. So the count will stay at 2 balls and 2 strikes to Valerio.
That's what the joke was, is that the Shuckers were still undefeated in a full 9-inning contest.
That's right. Set and the 2-2 pitch. And that is taken a little low and inside with a fastball, and so the count has run full to Valerio. So the Shuckers making Schuster work a little bit after he threw just 13 pitches to get 3 strikeouts and a single in the first. As the next one comes in and misses, it is ball 4. So Valerio works a free pass, and Cam Devaney will be the batter. Schuster, a very quick worker on the mound.
Tyler Herbask, you could say.
So here's Devaney, who comes into tonight riding the longest hitting streak in Biloxi Shuckers franchise history at 19 games. And a throw over to first, and Valerio, a big lead, will scamper back in feet first to the bag. And we'll wait for the first offer to Devaney. Cam, a 19-game hitting streak and a 25-game on-base streak. Look to first, and the first offer, and Devaney loops it foul first base side for a strike. It is 0-1. Devaney actually found himself leading the Southern League in doubles last week. He had 4 of them in our series. Cam, 8-for-22 with 4 doubles, a couple of RBIs, 3 walks, and a couple of hit-by-pitches. As the 0-1 again spoiled back foul, the count is 0-2 to Cam. Over the course of his 19-game hitting streak, Devaney is hitting .377 with a .470 on-base percentage. Looked at first by Schuster. And the 0-2, there goes the runner. The pitch is in the dirt, a little bit of a bobble, and so there's no chance to get Valerio, who also slides in perfectly to the back of the bag. Another stolen base for Felix Valerio as he is able to find the back edge and get a great jump. And that's his 21st steal of the year to tie Joey Weimer for the team lead.
How about that throw, though, from Clementina? It was still right on the money at the base of the bag. It wasn't for the bobble.
The set and the 1-2. And Devaney swings and misses on a changeup. So that's 5 strikeouts. All 5 outs have been recorded via the K by Schuster. And with 2 gone, it is Sunday night's hero, Jason Lopez. We mentioned that steal by Valerio and the throw by Clementina. What was even more impressive is the fact that it was a good pitch to run on. Valerio had a good idea that the changeup was coming with 2 strikes. As time is called, and Valerio is going to need to get rid of something that he has. I guess came loose. Noah Zavala serving as the first base coach, whereas Carlos Luna has normally done that, but he is expected to throw out of the bullpen at some point tonight. And so he is down in the bullpen and will get ready soon. First offer to Lopez. It's low and inside for a ball, 1-0. No, but the pitch to Clementina bounced before it got to home plate. So with a bounced-in pitch and a bobble in the exchange between his glove and his hand, the ball was still right on the money, and Valerio's good jump is what got him there. As Lopez hacks this one over to short, scooped up by Bunnell, and the throw to first is in time. And it's the first out, not via the strikeout, for Jared Schuster over the course of the first 2 innings tonight. Just a walk and nothing else as the Shuckers strand a man in scoring position. We move on to the third. It's the Braves 2 and the Shuckers nothing. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue after we pause 10 seconds for station identification.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheesecakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
We couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Start of the third inning, Shuckers trailing the Braves 2-0. First offer from Justin Bullock to C.J. Alexander. It's low and inside for the ball. It is 1-0. 3-4-5 due up, and to take you through innings 3 and 4, here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. As the right-hander Bullock fires in a fastball up and away that Alexander punches down the third baseline foul. And the count back even, a ball and a strike. Top of the third inning, 2-0 Braves at MGM Park, the home of the Biloxi Shuckers, the AA affiliate for the Milwaukee Brewers. Bullock, deep breath, set from the belt, kicks in the 1-1, is down and in of the shoot tops with a breaking ball, and the count 2-1. It was a double steal that scored the first run in the first inning, and then an RBI base knock to right field to Jariel Gonzalez in a go. As Alexander golfs the 2-1 high in the air down the left side and a couple rows back into the seats. Rainey gave it a look at third base, but knew nothing he could do. Alexander popped out to third his first time. Now for the first 2 minutes, all just three pitches, a pair of singles to kick off the top of the first. Now the 2-2. There's a breaking ball that's swatted into left center field, but Campbell is right there, perfectly positioned. Just had a backpedal one or two steps. And the first out's recorded here in the third. So one out, base is empty. Drew Lugbauer, the power slugging first baseman for the Braves, stands in from the left side, and the first pitch is fouled off third base side. Ricochets back in for a fan. Well, Lugbauer in his 66th game this season, most by anybody on this Braves team, hitting .222 with 15 bombs, 32 driven in, and the 0-1. Lugbauer takes just below the letters with the breaking ball for a call and strike. It's 0-2. Now Lugbauer in that first series did homer off the scoreboard in right center, just below it. That first six-game set, the 0-2 from Bullock, and Lugbauer swings and misses. An 89-mile-hour fastball upstairs. And the first baseman's down on strikes for the second time today. That's where both of Bullock's strikeouts have come from. So Justin looking for his first 1-2-3 inning today in the top of the third. The catcher, Hendrick Clementina, on the right side with the bags empty and two gone. And a fastball high and tight. Clementina just ever so slightly backs out of the way of for a ball. Clementina popped out to Valerio on a broken bat flare to end the first. As Clementina, sharp skipper down the third baseline, it's fair. It will roll up into the corner as Clementina rounds first and will cruise into second base with a two-out double. And the Embrace fifth hit today. All coming from five different starters in this lineup. Not sure how long Bullock will last, as Carlos Luna is expected to follow Bullock, but Justin's been trending in at least 3 to 4 innings range now as they continue to try to work him back since coming off the IL. 2-0 Embraves, runner at second base now. In the top of the third, the left fielder Andrew Moritz, who singled and scored. Just an inning go, takes a changeup on the outer half as it moves that way for a called strike. Moritz, red barrel, taps home plate twice and waves the bat back to the right-hander Bullock. Gets a sign from Jason Lopez, peers back to second. Now delivers the 0-1. It's down and in, and Lopez skips it up off the turf. So Moritz looking to drive in the third run for the Embraves already. And the 1-1. It takes a good-looking fastball in the outer half for a called strike, 1-2. Moritz, native of Charlotte, North Carolina, the 25-year-old, a graduate of UNC Greensboro. 1-2, and a breaking ball is chopped with the first base side foul. A couple fans over the railing, reaching over. Those are prime foul ball seats. Up and down the first and third baseline, just past the dugout. Got to have your head on a swivel, though. Especially if a big left-hander like Moritz fouls one down there. A little more authority. As the 1-2 is smacked to center field. Dawson sidestepping backwards, turns around, makes the catch at deep center. For a loud out number three. A two-out double by Hendrick Clementina. He's left, though, there at second. No runs, a hit. And again, he is left at second. After 2.5, Shuckers behind 2-0 to the Embraves. Game one of the second half of the season. Listen to Bloxy Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get 4 reserve level tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 chips, and 4 sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Come celebrate July 4th weekend at MGM Park. Join us on July 3rd for the one and only Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza. Presented by Merit Health Biloxi. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the holiday weekend fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
Biloxi at MGM Park. Shuckers behind. He's all been in the southpaw from Bedford, Massachusetts. Jared Schuster. Shuckers pitch, breaking ball. Called strike, the 9-0 hitter to center fielder Terrence Dawson. 9-1-2 due up as the southpaw wheels and deals. On the 0-1, Dawson bounces in the hole on the right side. Delgado to his left, fields and throws to first. And puts away Dawson, one away. Schuster has been cruising so far, just 2 men on the base paths, a single by Monasterio in the first, and a one-out walk to Valerio, who did steal second. 35 pitches through 2 1/3, as Campbell lunges down changeup swings and misses for strike one. Now pitch that really tough to hit for a right-hander when it's in that location as the 0-1 slider bounces in, 1-1. Base is empty, one gone, 2-0, and Braves as a fastball sails high above the letters, 2-1. Schuster nods in agreement, the 2-1. And Campbell shoots it foul first base side. And the count 2-2. Well, Campbell's another one of these players because of summer collegiate baseball when it faced off against Schuster in 2019. So 2-2 is high. And the count full at 3-2. Up on the Cape Cod Baseball League, 3-2. And Campbell takes a called third strike on the inside corner. He knew it. Six strikeouts for Jared Schuster through 2 2/3 innings. He's got everything working for him. So with two outs, again, the only hit today coming off the man of the plate right now, and Andrew Monasterio has a fastball inside corner called strike. And Schuster, the 0-1, is a fastball on the outside corner of the letters, 92 called strike. Schuster's working so quick. With 10 seconds on the clock, he's already delivering the 0-2. As a changeup sinks low, 1-2. And now he'll ask for a new baseball, so that will slow things down a little bit. He appears to be a man on a mission right now. 1-2. As Monasterio flares it foul down the right side over a fan trying to make the catch. Well, speaking of summer ball, the Jared Schuster, he played in the NECBL in his hometown of New Bedford, Massachusetts. The team no longer in existence, though, unfortunately. As the 1-2 down and away, Monasterio peered in towards the back of Hendrick Clementina. Count even. 2-2. And the breaking ball, Monasterio fights off. Well, that team was the New Bedford Bay Sox. New Bedford just sits past Rhode Island and in between Cape Cod, if you're familiar with the area. 2-2. And Monasterio bouncer up the middle and through. Pass to diving Bunnell into left center. So Andrew Monasterio and his Shuckers debut here in 2022. Paris singles to kick off his start. And he has tallied both hits for the Shuckers today. Embraes with five to get those first two runs in the first two innings. The Shuckers tying run of the plate and the right fielder, Joey Weimer. And a first pitch, Weimer fouls it back to the screen. Fastball 92 from Schuster. His pitch count sits just below 50 currently. This will be number 49 of the day for him. And Monaster is off and running to second. Schuster throws to second, and arrow mails into center field. They had Monasterio picked off, and Schuster's needed an accurate throw. By the time he realized that Schuster had caught him, you know, he stopped about halfway through. But lucky for the Shuckers, he still reaches.
Still a stolen base.
Schuster looks back to second, the 0-1. And a breaking ball below the knees, 1-1.
And that is tough for Schuster, though, because like you said, Thomas, if he just makes an accurate throw, they've got Monasterio in a rundown, and they are probably going to have him out.
1-1 to Joey. Is in the dirt blocked by Clementina. 2-1. Well, now can the Shuckers make pay? Remember, Valeri was at second base last inning as well. Shuckers couldn't drive him in. Now can they feed off the error from Schuster? 2-1, and Weimer, a healthy cut on a breaking ball, he's out in front of. And the count back even 2-2. Now Weimer struck out looking his first time in the first. two outs, runner on second. 2-0 game, the 2-2. And a breaking ball, Weimer fouls off the edge of the barrel. Another changeup. Weimer, 45 RBIs this season. He's up in the league ranks. 2-2. Weimer lays off the slider down in the zone. As the count runs full. I think these are the at-bats for Weimer that really sometimes go unnoticed, where he can fall behind on the count rather quickly. But his ability to work and all the way to full. 3-2. And Weimer checks his swing, and he can't hold up as James Jean rings him up from behind home plate. 7 strikeouts, including 2 more here in the third inning. Shuckers do get another man on with a hit in Monastero. He's left at second base. 3 innings in the books in Biloxi. The M-Braves 2, Shuckers nothing. As Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue in a moment.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60, because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course. Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to MGM Park in Biloxi, Mississippi. And the Shuckers trailing 2-0. Jared Schuster stifling the Shuckers' bats on the mound. 7 strikeouts for him. Jariel Gonzalez lead things off on the left side against the right-hander Justin Bullock. First pitch home. There's an over-the-top curveball, looked awfully good. I must have missed a bit high. Switch hitting Desney hitter. Gonzalez strove in the second run of the game, an RBI single in the second. And the 1-0. And Gonzalez just gets a piece of it. Trickles foul towards the on-deck circle. The count back even 1-1. Well, Shuckers 2 hits so far in the new addition, Andrew Monasterio, with both of those hits. Embrace with 5 of their own. 1-1. Another curveball this time. It's to James Jean's liking, the home plate umpire, as he calls it a strike on the outer half. Bullock, 2 strikeouts. Punched out Lugbauer in the first and the third. 1-2. Is down and away with a changeup that slid off the outer half. 2-2. Now Bullock, that was his 62nd pitch. Mentioned the 5 hits, 2 runs. And 1 walk to his ledger. 2-2 is popped up. Third base side, foul ground. Devaney racing over towards the top. Tarp stops in front of it and makes the catch on the track. A big first out. Got Alexander to line out last inning. End up giving up a 2-out double to Clementina, but those first 2 innings, it was a pair of leadoff singles, which ultimately led to runs in those innings. That's why getting a leadoff man out is pretty important. baseball as a breaking ball drops in the knees on the other half to the second baseman, Rally Delgado, for strike one. One out, bags empty. Top of the fourth inning. And the 0-1 is a tad inside. Fastball, Lopez attempting to bring it back towards the inside corner. Look from the belt, 1-1. And a curveball low. Delgado, 27 years old, native of Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Played his college ball, Middle Tennessee State, Conference USA. And the 2-1's a fastball around the outside, black called strike, and the count evens. Of course, Southern Miss, Hattiesburg about an hour from here. Conference USA as well. Not for long, though, is the 2-2. And a curveball lunge and pop foul first base side. Now Garrett spoke to Pearl River Community College head coach. Either players from Pearl River going to play at Southern Miss. Bullock's 2-2 offering is punched right back up the middle into center field. The base hit. As Delgado rounds first, that's all he'll get as Dawson gets to it quickly. But a one-out single for Delgado, and the Braves are back in business.
Well, by all reports, Southern Miss will be done in the Sun or in the in Conference USA coming up this Thursday.
Wow!
Is when they will be terminating their membership in the conference.
I had no idea it was that soon. Yeah, I did not plan that.
I had seen something a few days ago about how the membership was coming to a conclusion. But yes, apparently, from the report in the Sun Herald, membership in Conference USA will finish on June 30th of 2022.
Runner at first. Bullock nods a few times and delivers the 1-0. There's a bouncer foul first base side, and Trey Harris could make the play down there. It's 1-1. That's what it all is. You talk about the transfer portal, but also colleges moving around, different conferences. Saw today the ACC in their football. I think they're giving away with, didn't read the full article, but getting away from the coastal divisions and all that as the 1-1 curveball is high and away. To Cade Bunnell, the shortstop, 2-1. Live at 2 is, you know, when the Big 12 and school is moving to the SEC, it's a trickle-down effect to where a lot of the mid-majors start getting pulled. 2-1, a fastball is outside, 89. And the count 3-1 of the 9-0 hitter shortstop. Runner at first is Ryan Delgado, the first base. 3-1. Is a fastball off the plate, ball four. A second walk issued today by Bullock, and Bunnell is aboard. Bring up the top of the order again, and Cody Milligan. That's the same thing that broke up my alma mater in their conference in the Big East way back in 2013. Schools all going all different directions. Cody Milligan takes a fastball off the plate for ball one. One out, top of the fourth inning, 2-0 Braves. A right-hander warming in the Shuckers' pen. Bullock's 1-0. A fastball at the top of the zone to call it strike.
Stability or consistency does seem to be a little bit of an illusion. There's one thing that's been constant throughout both college athletics and sports in general is franchise and school movement.
1-1 curveball in the dirt blocked by Lopez.
Now, I think you're going to see a lot less of that in the minor leagues because of the 10-year PDLs that a lot of teams locked into. So that's why teams have locked into one spot and they know where they're going to be for the next decade.
We talked about it last series, too, in Pensacola when their affiliate was all the way up in Portland, Maine at one point. 2-1 swinging bunt foul, first base, sides of triples. The Shockers dugout, 2-2.
Well, that's the other piece of it, too, is not only would you have franchises that moved, you know, the most recent one in this league, Mobile, moving up to Rocket City to become the Trash Pandas and still remain the Angels affiliate, but then you also had the affiliate shuffles as well, and those happened every 2 years, essentially.
It was a frenzy of who could grab up which affiliate they could. The 2-2 is down and inside. A breaking ball full on the center fielder.
And, of course, you look at some teams who they have just maintained their same affiliation for a very long time, but those are more the exception than the rule from a historical perspective.
No, for sure. He was a part of one of those for a long time. As Bullock's 3-2 is outside, ball four. The changeup just missing. Nailing on the outside corner, Milliken walks for the second time. And now comes Mike Guerrero. He'll point to the bullpen, and that's going to do it for Justin Bullock here today. 3 1/3 innings. The bases are loaded for the Embraves. 2-0 Braves on top of the Shuckers. We'll have the new pitcher warm. And see on the other side on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Well, looky here.
On top of the Shuckers, 2-0, bases loaded. Ken Hassler is in the ballgame for place, Justin Bullock.
A seventh appearance of the year for Hassler, 6 2/3 innings. He's given up 10 runs, but just 5 of them have been earned. 5 walks, 7 strikeouts for the right-hander Hassler.
Well, Hassler will face off against Justin Dean, the right fielder. And the first pitch from the right-hander is on the inside corner for a called strike. Dean today, 1-for-2. Now with the hit in the first inning, has collected one in 11 of his last 13 games, hitting .284 on the season. Big spot here if the Embraves can really open this ball game up. Justin Bullock, who got through 3 1/3 innings, responsible for all 3 men on the bases. A single and 2 walks in consecutive order. The 0-1 is a tad high above the letters, 1-1. Shuckers and Embraves opening up game one of the 6-game series on a Tuesday night, and also game one of the second half of the 2022 season. And the 1-1's outside. The fastball 91, 2-1. Now this for the Embraves to really build a lead for Jared Schuster. Would be quite nice. He's punched out 7 so far through the first 3 innings, but he's been down on that third base dugout quite some time. As a 2-1 in the dirt blocked by Lopez. So nowhere to put him here. But Hassler coming off one of his best appearances since being promoted from IA Wisconsin in the Midwest League. Tossed two scoreless innings on Friday night, allowed just one hit and struck out three. He's behind on Dean, 3-1. And Dean, a broken bat dribbler to second, flip to one, back over to first, and they spin it. Valerio, Monasterio, and Dillard, an ending 4-6-3 double play. And the Embraves leave him on here in the top of the fourth inning. We move on, 2-0 Embraves on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network. There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on July 2nd for Biloxi's Southern Negro League Baseball Night as the first 1,000 fans receive a Biloxi Southern Negro League tee. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com. There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on July 2nd for Biloxi's Southern Negro League Baseball Night as the first 1,000 fans receive a Biloxi Southern Negro League tee. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Thomas Dillard is switch hitting first base with a home miss. Stands in the right side. It's the first pitch fastball high from the southpaw. It's Jared Schuster off the running. In the bottom of the fourth inning. Schuster's already ready to go. The 1-0, and Dillard swings through an elevated fastball, 1-1. Embry's on him loaded with one out, and Ken Hassler comes up big with an inning-ending double play. The 1-1's rolled over foul third base side. Don't forget that double play is brought to you by the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, located just steps away from Beaches Casinos and, of course, MGM Park. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Schuster's 1-2, and Dillard just catches a piece again on the changeup. Now is slicing away from him and fouls it off Clementina's right leg. Dillard struck out looking in the first, and the 1-2 is a slider low. 2-2. Well, Schuster so far 7 strikeouts through 3 innings, and the fastball high and away counts full. Dillard leads the Southern League in walks as the 3-2 is cued foul at the first base side. Right to Noah Zavalis, who reaches down to his left foot and will underhand toss into the stands. Schuster's payoff home, and Dillard check swing foul over the first base stands out towards I-110. 3-2 again, and Dillard swings and misses. A slider cutting in on him. Back-to-back strikeouts. Number 8 for Schuster today. Had one gone on the fourth. And 3 men have reached so far. As Reese tries to slow down the timing of Schuster. First pitch home is high. With the breaking ball. Infield back all the way around for Mississippi. As 1-0 Reed steps back. Down even 1-1. Again, Monasterio both hits so far. A pair of singles. As the 1-1 is downstairs with a breaking ball again. Seen a lot of that slider in changeup second time through the order as a 2-1 pulled foul right towards the third base dugout for the Embraves. Count back even 2-2. As Schuster, deep breath from the windup, another deep breath, and a 2-2. And Reitz, weak line drive, and a little bit of jump from C.J. Alexander at third. He makes the catch. We'll call that a bunny hop for him. And two up, two down, and you kick off the fourth. So it's up to the second baseman, Felix Valera, to prolong this fourth inning. As a fastball low. The second baseman who walked and then stole second in the second inning. Shuckers trailing 2-0. Base is empty. And the 1-0 Valerio. Little tapper first base side. Schuster comes off. Glove flip the first, and Valerio beats it out. Loses the helmet as he stomps on the first base bag. An infield single. The Shuckers' third hit today. And really, it's both Monasterio and Valerio. The men have been on base so far.
Double play combo for Biloxi as well, but you said it, that last push stride by Valerio is what beat the underhand flip from Schuster.
Which is always interesting because I think Sports Science did something on this way back where, you know, do guys take that one last stride to get in the bag, or they take two, and that's why it's always something up for debate, but you always, your instinct as a person running down that first baseline is you want to leap as far as you can to the last second.
Lunge forward and third hit of the night for Biloxi. However you can get him.
Get him on, drive him in, and that's what the third baseman Cam Devaney is looking to do here. Shuckers trailing by a pair. Schuster, long pause, and a first pitch down on the dirt. Devaney checks, swing, and Raul Moreno, first base umpire, says that Cam won around.
Well, the big thing, too, and the reason that Clementina went out to go talk things over with Schuster was the jump that Valerio got the last time that he was on when he stole second.
Now looking to try to keep him close, and the Schuster's been working at record pace, now slowing down a bit. As the 0-1 blocked the dirt, there it goes. Valerio Clementina's throw to second, and they got him. Hendrick did a good job blocking the ball into his mitt and guns down Valerio to end the fourth inning. No runs, a hit. We move on to the fifth. 2-0, Mississippi Braves on top of the Shuckers. Listen to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball, the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it!
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Top of the fifth inning in Biloxi. Ken Hassel rolls back out for his first full inning. He'll face C. Alexander. 3-4-5 due up, and we send it back to Garrett Green to take you through the next few innings.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. As you said, Hassler out for his first full inning of work as he got an inning double play his last time out. This is muscled back of home, third base side and foul for a strike. It is 0-1. Two runs, six hits, one error for the Braves. No runs, three hits, and one error for Biloxi. The Braves got a run in the first thanks to a steal of second and freed up a lane for a steal of home by Cody Milligan. The 0-1, and a breaking ball is high. And they count one ball and one strike to Alexander, who is 0-2 today with a foul out and a lineout. RBI single by Jariel Gonzalez drove in the second run in the second. As the 1-1 is stroked out to right, Weimer backpedaling as he gets near the wall, and he'll reach up and make the catch. He might have just gotten that one in around the hands enough for Alexander to line out to right. One gone, Andrew Lundbauer, the batter.
I was just going to say that he just missed it, and we have seen Alexander's power back in Pearl at Trustmark Park. We're in an absolute bullet into right field. They didn't get out, though, because of how big a park it plays, but we have seen it this year.
12 home runs this season for Alexander. Now it's Lundbauer, who's hit 15, and Hassler, a little bit of a fall away as he lands and scoops at the spot where his foot lands on the mound. Didn't like something about that. It is 1-0. Right-hander Carlos Luna is getting warm for Biloxi, so you imagine he'll come on in the sixth. 1-0, that's low and inside, and Hassler now reaches down and swipes a lot of dirt with his hand. He tries to get a little bit better grip of the baseball. Two balls and no strikes. Well, the Shuckers have put a man in scoring position twice tonight, but have not put a man at third yet. 2-0. And a check swing. They say that Lundbauer went around on a really good breaking ball by Hassler, and the count is 2-1. Lundbauer 0-2 tonight with a couple of strikeouts. Shuckers trailing it 2-0 here in the top of the fifth inning. Hassler a 2-1, and that is low. Three balls and one strike. The first baseman, Lundbauer, with Hendrick Clementina waiting on deck. The Braves come into this series after they dropped 4 out of 6 against the Montgomery Biscuits. And they start the second half here against the Shuckers. It was a tale of 2 months for Mississippi. Remember, they had that standout May, the best record in the Southern League that month. The set in the 3-1. And a big cut and a miss at a fastball in the inner half of the count has now run full to Lundbauer. In Braves 16-10 in May, but in June they are 6-17 so far. We have tonight and two more games left to go here in the month of June. 3-2, and Lundbauer can check his swing on a ball in the dirt, and it is another strikeout for Lundbauer, third of the night, and the first K of the night for Ken Hassler to go on in the inning with Clementina coming to bat.
Well, just like the Shuckers, they had Biloxi had a half-game lead on Pensacola at the beginning of the month of June, and you look back to the second to last day, they were in Pensacola, and they had half a game lead. May 29th, defeated Pensacola 7-2 in the final game of a six-game set, and then next day, obviously, was the last day that they played in May.
First offer to Clementina outside for a ball.
Probably both teams thinking we had a chance in this first half, and well, just a few games here and there really make the difference and add up.
Well, as we were heading into the beginning of the month of June, as the 1-0 is outside, two balls and no strikes. Remember, the Shuckers won 4 consecutive games here at MGM Park against the Montgomery Biscuits as they were coming out of their COVID quarantine. As the offer, and that is rolled on the ground. A diving attempt made by Monasterio. He throws from his knees, and he still gets it there in time to get Clementina. An absolutely superb play from Monasterio. A deep dive in the hole, and from his knees has enough to record the out, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Hassler, thanks to an outstanding play by the Shuckers shortstop. We go on to the home half of the fifth. It's still the Braves 2 and the Shuckers nothing on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media, from news and highlights to game day promotions. Follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
Live in luxury for a night at an affordable price by reserving a spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox for the next Shuckers game. Located on the third base side of MGM Park, the Skybox offers indoor and outdoor seating, exquisite all-you-can-eat food, a cash bar, and wonderful views of the Mississippi Sound. Tickets start at $48 for groups of 12 or more. To book your spot in the Cloud 7 Skybox, call 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi is the ideal spot for your stay on the Secret Coast. Located within walking distance of beaches, casinos, and of course MGM Park, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi offers the best accommodations on the coast. Plus, don't forget to ask for their signature warm cookie. To book your stay, call 228-546-3100 or visit Hilton.com. The DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, the official hotel of the Biloxi Shuckers.
The fifth inning, Biloxi Shuckers trailing the Mississippi Braves 2-0. It'll be Cam Devaney, Jason Lopez, and Terrence Dostin due up here for the Shuckers. Bottom third in the order is the southpaw Jared Schuster, who has allowed just three singles and a walk tonight. He has struck out eight. First offer to Devaney, and that's hit out towards the right field gap. Milligan chasing it back towards the wall. He leaps, and as he slams into the wall, he is able to make the catch. Are you kidding me? What a grab by Cody Milligan as he went full speed into the padded wall out in deep right center field to rob Devaney of extra bases. That is an incredible catch. Right into a can of Miller Lite, and that cannot feel great.
We go from one highlight reel play to another, and I don't know which one. That's probably the tougher play. Full speed into the wall. You got to have a lot of guts to do that, and now they're checking on him just to make sure he's okay. I mean, sensational catch by Milligan. Sacrificing the body and all.
I mean, and the amazing thing is there wasn't more of a ricochet off of that. I mean, he stayed on his feet. That's remarkable. And unfortunate for Devaney, who off the bat thought that he had extra bases and his hitting streak was going to be to 20 games. So now one gone and Jason Lopez the batter. That's high and away for a ball. It's 1-0. And what's really unfortunate is that is the best contact that any Shuckers batter has made against Schuster tonight. The 1-0. And that is lifted shallow right field, coming over is Dean towards the line, backing up a few steps, reach up and make the grab. So the Shuckers get a couple of fly balls into the outfield, something they had not done yet in this game, but all of a sudden Schuster needs just three pitches to get two outs here in the fifth, and that might give him a chance to get into the sixth inning. He was sitting at 73 pitches. Check that, 72 pitches coming into this inning. Now at 76. And now the first offer to Dostin, who shows bunt, pulls back and takes low for a ball. It is 1-0. Two gone here in the home half of the fifth. Shuckers trailing the Braves 2-0. Schuster, the 1-0. And Dostin late on a fastball at the bottom of the zone. It is 1-1. Terrence's first time up, grounded out to second. The first out back in the third. Set and the 1-1. And this is hit in the air. Left field, long run over from Moritz, but he will get there. Now keep tracking into foul territory near the bullpen and make the catch for the out. So the Shuckers are able to put the ball into play and get it into the outfield, but an exceptional catch by Cody Milligan robs Cam Devaney, and it turns into a 1-2-3 inning for Schuster. We head on to the sixth. It's still the Braves 2 and the Shuckers nothing. on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply, get selection and service too, our price is low.
Challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else, and then there's Dad Super Pawn.
Start of the sixth inning, Shuckers trailing Mississippi Braves in the first game of the second half, and it'll be a pitching change for the Shuckers as the right-hander Carlos Luna comes on here in the sixth.
Yeah, Luna appearing in his 14th contest, 2-4 record, 5.62. He has made six starts out of the rotation, 49 and two-thirds innings logged, 22 walks, 54 strikeouts for the right-hander Luna.
So he'll get the left-handed hitting Andrew Moritz, and time is called. And a pitch clock violation is called on Luna. So ball one before the first offer. On the 1-0 pitch, and that is a little outside. So two balls and no strikes to Moritz. Moritz singled and moved to second on the throwing error by Monasterio back in the second. Came in and scored on the RBI single by Jariel Gonzalez. That's the last run of the game. 2-0 shot down the left field line, but that will slice foul. And the count is 2-1 to Moritz. Moritz, Gonzalez, Delgado, the 3-1. So the final line tonight for a couple of pitchers. We'll start with the right-hander Justin Bullock for Biloxi, as the 2-1 is a changeup, little inside, three balls and one strike. For Bullock tonight, 3 1/3 innings, 6 hits, 2 runs, 3 walks, and a pair of strikeouts. Kent Hassler, 1 2/3 scoreless innings. 3-1. And that's hit in the air, out into left field. Campbell can't find it initially, but now he seems like he's got it as he drifts to his right and tracks it down for the out. It is time for the twilight skies, and you can't see it right now. There are just a couple of clouds that are out beyond center field. But really, since about 3 or 4 o'clock this afternoon, there's been a whole conglomeration of darker clouds that have been off to the north. And so that's the sky that that Campbell is staring into out there in left, and also trying to find the lights as well. But he's able to find it, and now it's Gonzalez, switch hitter from the left side, and a big bending slider just misses low. That looked like a perfect backdoor pitch, but it is ruled a ball to Gonzalez. Luna sets, and the 1-0. And this is hit into center field. Dawson now ranging over to his right. He's got it measured. And out in the gap, he reaches up and makes the catch. So two gone, and Riley Delgado the batter. No action out in the bullpen for the Embraves. Again, Jared Schuster was sitting at 73 pitches heading into the fifth. So you thought if the Shuckers could maybe put together a big fifth inning and stretch him out, they might knock him out of the game before the sixth. As the first offer is a breaker inside for a ball to Delgado, it is 1-0. However, he got two outs on three pitches. And right now, sitting at 79 offers for the night. So he will come back out for the bottom of the sixth. 1-0, this is looped back off to our right and near the first base concession stand. The count is 1-1. Two gone, bases empty, Shuckers trailing 2-0 here in the top of the sixth. The right-hander Carlos Luna deals home to Delgado, and a slider comes in for a strike. So the count is 1-2. Delgado with a single back in the fourth and a ground out to third back in the second. Luna sets chin high, the 1-2, and a breaking ball shot into center field, but Dustin casually back a few steps, now 1-2 his left, and he hauls it in easy enough for the out. And Carlos Luna, a 1-2-3, top of the sixth inning. That sends us on to the home half of the sixth. It's the M-Braves 2 and the Shuckers nothing, and as we do, 10 seconds for station identification on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Cruisin'. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Interested in having your next birthday party, family, or group outing at MGM Park? Enjoy a discounted rate on tickets when you bring your group of 10 or more to a Shuckers baseball game. Group tickets are available in the Seating Bowl, or see about booking one of our hospitality areas, including two party decks, a private suite, or the left field terrace. To find out how you can save, call one of our ticket representatives today at 228-233-3465 or visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Double play! A double play!
Play ball!
The best deal in town is back. Double play Thursdays. Cash in on Thursday night deals that include $2 Yingling drafts, $2 hot dogs, $2 sodas, and $3 beer specials. Fans can also purchase the double play for as low as $13, which features a reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers good for Yingling draft or soda. Purchase your seats online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Tips from the southpaw Jared Schuster. This is upstairs. The next one to Noah Campbell. This pitch for the outside also misses high. It's two balls and no strikes. The next offer Schuster working rapidly inside at 90 miles an hour. 3-0. 2-0 in favor of the M Braves as we get things going here in the bottom of the sixth inning and the series opener. 3-0 is high and it's a four pitch walk to Noah Campbell from Jared Schuster. Second free pass issued by the lefty. And it brings up Andrew Monasterio, who is 2-for-2 tonight against Schuster with a couple of singles. First offer, and it's a little inside for a ball, 1-0. And so Andrew Clementina is going to pop up and run out and have a word with Schuster, who uncharacteristically has thrown five consecutive balls to start off the bottom of the sixth inning.
Yeah, he's been about as sharp as you could be tonight. You know, working at a rapid pace, throwing a lot of strikes, filling up the zone, and also getting a lot of swing and misses.
Well, 84 pitches now. 53 of them have been for strikes. But a four-pitch walk to Campbell, and now ball one to Monasterio. Right-handed batter waits on the set of the first offer, or the next offer, and that's low and in. It's two balls and no strikes. The Monasterio. Well, this is where, for the Shuckers, they've worked their way out of a couple of jams so far tonight, and they've stayed within striking distance. The set and the 2-0. And that is high and tight, three balls and no strikes. So the goal is to knock Schuster out of the contest, as there's now some left-handed action out of the bullpen. Give yourself a chance against the pen. The 3-0. Taking all the way, and that's right over Main Street for a strike. It is 3-1. Though the bullpen for the Mississippi Braves has been very good this season. Campbell with a short lead off of first, and the 3-1. And a swing and a miss. Really good changeup by the lefty Schuster, and the count has run full. Runner on first, nobody going. And Schuster, the payoff pitch. And that is hit down the right field line towards the Shuckers bullpen. It is a fair ball and down into the corner. It's scooped up by Dean. The stop sign is put on for Campbell. He would have been out at home, but it's the third hit of the night for Andrew Monasterio. And the Shuckers have 2 men in scoring position, including the tying run at second with Joey Weimer coming to bat.
I mean, talk about a debut for Andrew Monasterio. You mentioned the three hits and the defensive play that he had, too. Just doing it all for the Shuckers. Now can Weimer and everybody else's lineup follow Q and drive him in?
So a golden chance for Weimer, who's worked a couple of long at-bats, but Schuster has gotten the better of him the first two times up. The first offer, and that's hit down the left field line towards the corner, and it is foul. Maybe 4 inches foul down the third baseline. Oh, off the bat. It looked like Weimer had just tied this game.
It really did. That ball looked like it was tailor-made down the left field line, but just missing by a hair, as you said. Not by much.
Well, it was the right call that it was a foul ball, as Weimer just a touch in front of it. And it is a first strike to Joey. Now Schuster sets in the 0-1. And that is down low with a changeup, 1-1. Well, Schuster now at 91 pitches for the evening. Imagine Weimer will likely be his last hitter. Looks like the lefty is warm out in the bullpen. Looks like it is probably Hayden Deal out there. Schuster readies and is 1-1. And Weimer holds off on an outside breaking ball. Two balls and one strike. The set by the lefty and the 1-2, or the 2-1, excuse me, Weimer home run hacking. And he comes up empty in the count. He is 2-2 to Joey. Campbell at third, Monasterio at second. The set and the 2-2. And Weimer holds off on a really good breaking ball towards the outer half. That did miss off the plate, but that is an appetizing pitch on the outer edge. And the count has now run full to Weimer. Nobody going here in the bottom of the sixth. Shuckers trailing by two. The 3-2. And Weimer hits this in the air. First base side, foul ground for Lugbauer, backing up, and it swirls back towards fair territory, but is caught for the out. So Weimer fouls out for the first out, and it brings up Thomas Dillard, and that's going to be the end of the night for Jared Schuster. So a new pitcher will come in, and Thomas Dillard will have an opportunity. Shuckers trailing 2-0. The tying run at second with only one gone. Tell you about the new hurler on the other side. Shuckers trailing 2-0 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monster! coasters.
Lasers.
A pool.
Another guinea pig.
More lasers.
Sprinkles.
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
How would you like to look better and feel better by simply living a healthier lifestyle? Well, you can, with a little help from Doctors Nutrition. For over 25 years, we've helped thousands of clients by providing them with custom, individualized, nutritional, and supplement plans that get amazing results. And all consultations are free with a licensed chiropractic physician. We're your one-stop shop if you live locally. And if you live out of the area, the same services from a distance are offered. Find out more today. Visit doctorsnutrition.com. Proud sponsors of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Pitching change for the M Braves here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Runners on second and third and one gone. Thomas Dillard, the hitter, and the lefty Hayden Deal is in as he sets right around his belt. The south ball, the first offer to Dillard. And that is whipped in for a strike at his 0-1.
Well, Deal this season, 2-1 record now, his 19th appearance. ERA just under 3.297. 39 a third innings, walk 17, struck out 36 on the season.
Stares in. And the 0-1 to Dillard. And Thomas fouls this straight back at his 0-2. So the day is done for Schuster. 5 1/3 innings with 8 strikeouts, but a walk to Campbell on 4 pitches, and then Monasterio with a double down the right field line. He was able to get Weimer to foul out, but crossing over the 90-pitch threshold end of his day. The set, and the 0-2 to Dillard, and that's taken high. Ball and 2 strikes to Dillard. With this season against Deal, Dillard is 0-3 with a strikeout against him. And it has been a minute since we played the Mississippi Braves, all the way back in mid-May. 6 games there in Pearl. The set down, though, 1-2, and that's bounced the other way. It's fielded and bobbled, dropped near the bag, scooped up, and the play will not be made. Campbell comes in to score. Monasterio to third, and Dillard is safe at first. The Shuckers have their first run on an error by the first baseman, Drew Lugbauer. Incredibly uncharacteristic of him. And now the tying run is 90 feet away.
Now just took an awkward hop right near the letter is in. He's still trying to feel it because it was a quick reaction hop for him. Try to put the glove down and end up hitting him up in the chest and a bit too harsh of a hop. It skipped away.
So now tying run at third. And one gone still with Dillard at first. It's Jackson Reitz and the first offer. And Reitz rolls this one out to short. Scooped up the flip to second for one on to first, double play. And so the Shuckers aren't able to get more than just the one run. But they do crack the scoreboard. And as we head to the seventh, it's the M Braves 2 and the Shuckers 1. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Hey, Floyd.
Yes, Perky.
How do I look?
Less disheveled than usual. What's the occasion?
Heading to the river. There's some pretty gals down there.
Your truck's too ragged. Ain't no woman gonna go for you in that.
No?
No, you don't want the truck working against you. You need to head to Southern Pro Truck first.
Yeah?
Get you some steps and running boards, a nice tonneau cover. Southern Pro Truck's got all the stuff to make your truck look sexy.
Shouldn't I look sexy?
Baby steps, Sparky. Baby steps. Southern Pro Truck, Highway 49, Gulfport, 5 minutes north of I-10.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes up.
Oh, wow. Looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. Looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique is located at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport, and they want you to come see their great selection of stylish clothing, footwear, handbags, and jewelry. Like them on Facebook or follow them on Instagram for upcoming events. At Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique, they're still committed to exceeding your expectations. Join the experience. Jana Bergman Salon and Boutique. Call 228-896-5757 to set up your appointment today. Or drop by at 446 Courthouse Road in Gulfport to see all the great fashions.
Start of the seventh inning, Shuckers score a run, but they still trail it 2-1 as we head to the top of the seventh inning. Carlos Luna out for a second inning of work, and to take you through the seventh, here is Thomas Zinzarella.
Oh, thank you, Garrett. Luna's first pitch home as Bunnell swings and misses over the breaking ball. For strike one, the Shuckers get a run in the sixth on an E3. But then Deal gets out of it with an inning-ending double play ball, the 0-1. And a fastball from Luna, 90 miles an hour at the bottom of the zone. It's a called strike, quickly 0-2 on the shortstop. For one today, ground out in the second, walked in the fourth inning. Luna delivers the 0-2. A changeup down in the zone, 1-2. Bonneau just transferred to the M-Braves today from Rome. Braves debut, back again as the 1-2 is outside, 2-2. At least in the month of June, was with them for a few days in May. Back and forth between Rome and Mississippi a pair of times. The 2-2, and Bunnell down and in, lays off tight slider, full at 3-2. This is something if the Braves can do, get Bunnell on. Get a run in to replace that run they just gave up in the sixth. 3-2 from the righty. Luna, swing and a miss. A fastball. He waves through for strike three. Luna's first strikeout and the first out in the top of the seventh. The sun really starting to set in Biloxi as darkness fill around the ballpark. The Beau Rivage, the MGM Hotel out in right center, illuminating onto the diamond. First pitch, a fastball outside to the center fielder, Cody Milligan. All he has been is on base today. Single and two walks. As Luna set from the stretch, the righty delivers. The 1-0 Milligan skies in the air left center field. Dawson and Campbell both meeting. And it's Campbell who undercuts. Dawson makes the catch in the alley. As Milligan will continue to run all the way home. Now two up, two down for Luna. He's retired the first five he's faced. It's also six up, six down. Seven if you include the double play ball that was induced to Dean to end the fourth. And here is Dean as he cuts and misses at a slider for strike one. Two outs, nobody on. 2-1 Embrys, top of the seventh inning. Game one of the six-game series in the start of the second half of the 2022 season. Luna is 0-1 and Dean's tardy on a fastball. At 91 on the outer half, 0-2. Mentioned the double play ball Dean bounced into his last time. Singled in the first, stole second, and flied out to right as well in the second inning. 0-2, down and away with the slider, and Dean doesn't chase after it. And Braves are running each of the first and the second inning. And Jared Schuster today, 5 1/3 innings on the mound for him. 1-2 is a tad high. Luna thought he might have had strike three with the breaking ball. Took about a step or two towards the first base dugout. But James Jean, the home plate umpire, holds him right there. So Luna will have to throw another in his own mind to home. Two outs, nobody on. The 2-2 is down on the dirt, blocked by Lopez. And he doesn't go fishing after it. Remember the first half of the season, Shuckers started the year 7-0. Three-game sweep of the Blue Wahoos, trying to get off on a good foot again here in the second half. 3-2, breaking ball whiffed and a miss for strike three. A nasty slider and two strikeouts, inning a 1-2-3-7 as Luna has sat down six in a row to start his bullpen outing again here today. It's stretch time in Biloxi. Shuckers showing just a run, 2-1 on the Biloxi Shuckers broadcast network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join the Shuckers for Family Fun Day Sunday. For just $72, you can get four reserve-level tickets, four hot dogs, four chips, and four sodas. Family Fun Packs are available for every Sunday home game at MGM Park this season. And don't forget, kids can also run the bases after each Sunday home game and enjoy a post-game catch on the field. Visit BiloxiShuckers.com for more ticket information.
Come celebrate July 4th weekend at MGM Park. Join us on July 3rd for the one and only Independence Day Fireworks Extravaganza, presented by Merit Health Biloxi. Tickets are starting for as low as $8, so grab the family and come be a part of the holiday weekend fun. Reserve your tickets today at BiloxiShuckers.com. Hayden Deal, first pitch, inside fastball that Valerio swings and misses on for strike one. Shuckers trailing a run 2-1 after they got one back in the sixth inning. After a run scored on an error, the 0-1, and Valerio dribbles it foul towards the third base on deck circle. It's 0-2. Valero's been on base twice today, one of the really the two men that had success throughout the entire outing of Jared Schuster, him and Andrew Monasterio. The 0-2 and clips off the mid of Clementina and skips to the backstop for a ball. Monasterio today is 3-for-3. Well, Valerio Walk at a stolen base and a single. He's also been caught one time. Valerio Devaney, Jason Lopez, a three-man due up as Deal wheels and deals. 1-2, and Valerio fouls it off himself in the right side. One run on four hits, an error for Biloxi. M-Braves, two runs on six hits. They also have two errors as well. One-two offering. And Valerio shoots it foul first base side. A high, tight fastball in the hands. So the final line on Schuster, 5 1/3, gives up a run on four hits, two walks, and eight strikeouts. Now the 1-2. And Valerio fouls it back to the netting. And the battle continues here. Deal flaps the glove from the windup. 1-2 again, and Valerio chops it foul right to the end of the Camberwell third base side. And the M-Braves, talked about it before, dropping three straight to end the first half. That's what the great thing is in minor league baseball, having two halves of a season. New breath of fresh air as the 1-2 is punched back to the netting. Ends up in the dugout for the Shuckers. So Valero, a really lengthy at-bat here against the southpaw deal. 1-2, and Valerio lines it down the left field line. It rolls up against the wall. He rounds first, loses the batting helmet, and catches it as he chugs into second base and leadoff double. So a perfect start to the seventh inning for the Shuckers. A Valera leadoff double, and Cam Devaney is right behind him. So Devaney, who was robbed of a base hit, a Cody Milligan, went full speed into the Miller Lite sign out in right center. The tying run, and Valera is at second. 2-1's our score, and Devaney stumbles out on the right side. Pitch almost comes in and hits him. So Devaney 0 for 2 today. Mentioned the lineout. He struck out swinging in the second. One of 8 strikeouts that Schuster had. Deal peeks back to second. And the 1-0. And Devaney fouls it off his lower leg area, look like, as he pretzels down in the batter's box, and that will walk around and limbering a bit. Does have the protective gear on the front left foot, but that's protecting the really ankle, and so James Jean will buy Devaney some time. Ball to strike the count on Devaney. Getting late early for his hitting and on-base streak. 19-game hitting streak. 25-game on-base streak. Base hit here. Could check those boxes off. And the 1-2 rolled over on the ground. Back in its tap, Alexander is knocked down. Recovers. Throw to first. And Lugbauer digs it out. A perfect recovery from CJ Alexander, who's got a plus arm at third base. Showcases it there. Doesn't stab it the first time. Re-corrals it and fires a bullet to first to beat Devaney by less than half a step.
We have talked a lot on our broadcasts about how good the corner defensive positions are for the M-Braves between Lugbauer at first and Alexander at third. And that's an example right there. He doesn't pick it cleanly, but to knock it down and not panic and move through and still get the out is big for the M-Braves here for the first out.
Really is a huge first down. Valera dances off a second. And a fastball pumped in to Jason Lopez from the right side for a strike one. You think about, he reaches, you get runners on first and second, nobody out. Instead, at least just get the one out, and Deal has a chance here. He'll pop up a strikeout, anything can happen. Or even just to get a ground on the infield if Valera does move over. The 0-1. Is at the bottom of the zone, a called strike. It's quickly 0-2 on the catcher. Now Lopez looking to replicate some of that success he had on Sunday in the ninth inning. Bases clearing, double down the left field line. Valerio leadoff double. Jumpstart this inning for the Shuckers possibly as they trail a run. The 0-2, and Lopez pokes a foul for his base side. Deal climbs back on the rubber. Third base side. Valeria held on by the second baseman, Rally Delgado. Creeps over a step. Now backs off the 0-2. And Lopez rips it through the left side. Into left field, the base in. Moritz Fields, he comes throwing home. The throw, not in time. A half a second behind. And Clementina can't believe it. But Jason Lopez, a single to left field, has tied the game at 2.
Well, Valerio hesitated a second, comes around, and Moritz, the throw is just a little high. It's a really good throw, but right at the plate, and it looks like Valerio gets his hand in just before the tag by Clementina.
So Lopez comes up big again. He rips a single to the left side of the infield. He ends up at second base on the throws, so the Shuckers really in business here. With the go-ahead run in score position. And now a pinch hitter in Yason Coca. He'll hit for Terrence Dawson. So James Dean pulls out the book. Coca this season, 34th appearance, hitting .217, a home run, and 13 driven in. And now James Dean having a chat with Mike Guerrero. I don't know if Gene just couldn't find Coca on his lineup card. That would have been a big problem if he was left off.
I wonder if he was looking for him as a right-handed hitter on the card. I didn't see him there because he's a switch hitter.
Coca switch hitter, like you said. Will bat from the right side against the southpaw Hayden Deal. So Dawson is a lefty. So Mikey going left-right matchup. And first pitch down and inside for a ball. So a single from Jason Lopez has tied this game at two in the seventh inning. Jared Schuster left with a no decision now for the Embraves. Teal looks back to second, and Lopez takes an extra half a step, the 1-0. And Coca foul tips it into Clementino's glove, and the count evens. Top Yoder on deck for the Shuckers. Shuckers now six hits tonight, scoring with the Embraves. And a 1-1 to Coca. Fans on the fastball down tight. Ball's behind 1-2. Well, Coke in the last series. Well, decent numbers. Hit 7 for 23. A pair of doubles, 3 RBIs. Scored 3 times. 1-2. Is up and away. Deal isn't the hardest thrower out of the bullpen. You got some real flamethrowers in the Embraves bullpen, like Maese and Javier. Able to work it side to side, though, and really pick his points as a 2-2 down and away. The count's full. Bottom seven, Shuckers even with the Embraves at two after the Lopez single. Still just one out. Lopez is at second. And now a late time call. And Steele is ready to kick home. So Yason has worked it full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Can he deliver here for Biloxi? 3-2, as Coca fouls it off third base side, just behind the backside of J.J. Reimer. It's a fight for the baseball. A lot of hollering from behind the Embraves dugout. The deal looking to put away Coca. 3-2, a bullet through the left side into left field. Lopez gets a stop sign as Moritz fires another missile to home. But Coca comes up in a pinch hitter scenario and reaches base. And now the go-ahead run just 90 feet away.
Well, what a job there. You go to Yason Coca. Looking for him to come through, playing the left-right matchup. It is just so rare, the designated hitter now, that you see something like that be employed, and yet Mike Guerrero goes to it. And how about extending your hitting streak to 8 games for Yason Coca with a single here in the seventh?
And that's a lot of things we worry about. All the hitters, you know, coming in a pinch hit scenario, you might get 1 or 2 at-bats here. Now that's going to do it for Hayden Deal. As Bruce Crowd, the manager, comes out. Don't go to the bullpen here in the seventh inning. One run home. Another one knocking right on the doorstep. We're even at 2 here in the seventh inning. Runners on the corners and 1 out. You're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Welcoming you back to appointment day at the Martinez house. Raul Martinez looking stressed about scheduling a colon cancer screening.
Anyone 45 or older should have this booked yesterday.
He's typing away solid form.
Uh-oh, now Raul's looking at his cell phone. Is he watching a cute video right now? That cat is not a person. It's preposterous.
But Raul uses his other hand to hit send.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Are you craving something sweet? Order today from Melissa's Bakery. Specializing in gourmet cakes, cupcakes, and macarons, they have a wide selection of desserts to try. Melissa's Bakery also offers the widest selection of whole and individual serving cheese. Cakes on the entire Gulf Coast. Stop by. Melissa's is located next to Ice Cream Corner on Dito Road in Gulfport in the Hobby Lobby Shopping Center. Follow Melissa's Bakery on Facebook. Melissa's Bakery, where beautiful truly tastes delicious.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic.
You couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees and a UV index of 3.
This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice.
Incredible.
Stand up to cancer at Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit takeahealthystand.org.
Jake Higginbotham, new pitcher, the southpaw. Fires first pitch. Noah Campbell flies in the air down the right field line. Long run for Dean into foul territory. Makes the catch. Lopez is tagging from third. The throw. And Lopez swipes past Clementina. A sacrifice fly from Noah Campbell. And the Shuckers have their first lead tonight, 3-2 in the seventh inning.
Wow, what an aggressive send from J.J. Reimer over at third. Dean has a pretty good arm, but Lopez right into the backside, and because that throw is a little bit in front of home, he's able to come in and score.
So the second out of the inning, Higginbotham. With Koki out first, again, two outs for Andrew Monasterio, shortstop, 3-for-3 debut for him. And a first pitch is a fastball in the outside corner. And now let's meet the new southpaw, Higginbotham.
Now for Higginbotham, it's his 26th appearance of the year, 2-3 with a 5.47 ERA. Now 26 and two-thirds innings, 18 runs allowed, 16 earned.
The 0-1. Monasterio takes a breaking ball downstairs, 1-1.
33 hits allowed by the lefty Higginbotham. Just 8 walks to 29 strikeouts, but opponents are hitting an even 300 against him.
A runner at first again is Coco. Higginbotham's 1-1 pulled on the ground and threw past the diving Bunnell in the left field. And Monasterio's fourth hit tonight, 4-for-4 performance, 3 singles and now a double. The line keeps moving for the Shuckers. Well, that gap on the left side of the infield, that has been a hot spot. Coca Lopez and El Monasterio each driving in baseballs through the 5-6 hole. So two men on, first and second, two gone. Bottom seven, two runs in. The Shuckers with a 3-2 lead. And Weimer, a high chopper, left side of the diamond. Alexander Fields, gloves, and tosses across. Put away Weimer and the Shuckers. But a big inning it was as they scored 2 runs on 4 hits and leave 2 men on base. But after 7, Biloxi with their first lead of the night is 3-2 Shuckers after 7 on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel. And a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential. It's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids. Healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60 because great things happen when we live united.
Donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Top of the eighth inning, Shuckers with their first lead tonight, 3-2. As Carlos Luna's back on the hill to face C.J. Alexander. And we send it back to Garrett Green to take you the rest of the way home.
All right, thank you so much, Thomas. So Carlos Luna in extended relief will come out for his third inning of work as the first pitch is fouled back by C.J. Alexander. For a strike, it is 0-1. Well, defensive changes for Biloxi. Jason Koka stays in the ballgame, and he is now in left field. Noah Campbell moves from left field to right field. The 0-1. And this is fouled back, and it is 0-2. And Joey Weimer moves from right field to center. So one defensive change. And otherwise, the Shuckers keep everybody in the ballgame still. The set and the 0-2. That changeup is off the plate to Alexander, and the count is 1-2. Well, the Braves scored one in the first and one in the second. Had a chance to remember with the bases loaded in the fourth, but Kent Hassler got a big double play ball. 1-2, bounded first base side and foul. Well, a momentary delay is. Well, Taylor Floyd's going to come out of the bullpen and grab it. Ball that bounced off away from, looks like Trey Harris is over at first base tonight for the M-Raves. Lucetta and another 1-2. And this is fouled straight back by Alexander. The Shuckers pitching, doing their job. Hassler got that double play. Carlos Luna, two scoreless innings now. The Shuckers got a run in the sixth on an error. That the run likely would have scored anyway. You can't assume that on a bouncing ball to first that Lugbauer would have gotten the out at home, but a Dillard did reach safely. The set of the 1-2. And a slider misses outside. The count goes even at 2-2 to Alexander. Then in the seventh, Felix Valerio, a leadoff double. Jason Lopez with an RBI single moved to second on the throw home as Valerio scored. Set in the 2-2. And this is scooped in the air but foul third base side. So the count will stay at 2-2 to Alexander. Lopez then goes to third on a single through the left side by Koka. And that was the strategic move by Mike Guerrero to put Koka in to hit from the right side against the left-hander Deal. The set in the 2-2, and that is just low with a fastball. And so the count has run full now to the leadoff man, Alexander. And then a sack fly by Noah Campbell on an aggressive send over at third to score Lopez. The set in the 3-2, and that is yanked into right field, a base hit. Campbell over to it quickly, and scoops in, will keep Alexander at just a single. That is the first hit for the M-Braves since all the way back in the fourth inning. Hassler got the double play ball, then retired the three batters he faced in the fifth, and that's the first hit allowed by Luna all night. Leadoff single, and now it's Drew Lugbauer from the left side. Nobody gone here in the top of the eighth inning. Shuckers leading it 3-2. The first pitch and a backdoor slider finds the outer half for a strike, 0-1. As we play on here in the eighth inning, we take a look around the Southern League scoreboard. Of course, the start of the second half, so everybody begins anew this evening, and we've already had quite a happening in the Southern League. Runner goes, pitches outside, throw down to second. What a pick by Monasterio, and the tag is in time. Absolutely fantastic pick by Andrew Monasterio to grab on the other side of the base and come back across and swipe and get the out. So Alexander caught stealing for the first out. Pitch was a little outside, and that gave a great throwing lane for Lopez. So 2-6 on the caught stealing. One gone now. And the 1-1 to Lugbauer. And a big wave and a miss at an off-speed. The count is now 1-2. But the Tennessee Smokies, 2-0 winners tonight over Rocket City as Tennessee kicks off the second half of the season with a no-hitter. The 1-2. That's fouled off right at the plate by Lugbauer. Alexander Espinoza, the first five innings of the no-hitter. One walk and seven strikeouts. And three relievers combined for four hitless innings after that. Just three walks in the ballgame. And a hit by pitch, separating the Smokies from a perfect game. The 1-2 outside, missed with a slider. And so the count goes even at 2-2 to Lugbauer, who is looking to avoid the golden sombrero tonight. He's 0-3 with three strikeouts. Bases empty after the caught stealing. And the 2-2. And this is again fouled off right at the plate. Just on top of a pitch that he bounced into the ground foul. The count stays at 2-2 to Lugbauer. Kendrick Clementino waiting on deck. 3-2 Shuckers here at the top of the eighth inning. Setting the offer, inside edge, fastball called third strike. Lugbauer goes down looking on a fastball. His fourth time he struck out tonight. Third K for Luna. Right at the letters, and Lopez just keeps it there and drags it down a little bit. Third strikeout of the night, though, two gone, and Hendrick Clementina the hitter. First offering, Clementina skies this out into right center field. Weimer ranging over towards the gap. Campbell is right there behind him, and Weimer makes the grab. So a single, but a caught stealing and a strikeout, and that's the inning for Carlos Luna in the eighth. We head on to the bottom of the eighth inning. Shuckers carrying a 3-2 advantage as we do on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
Bring MGM Park wherever you go with MILB.TV. You can stream all 138 home and road games in HD from your computer, phone, or tablet with the MILB First Pitch app. Get your subscription today and use the promo code SHUCKERS to save an extra $10. Don't miss any of the action in 2022. Get MILB.TV today and watch the future Brewers stars of tomorrow shine tonight in Biloxi.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
The Biloxi Shuckers are proud to support those who serve and invite you to join us on Military Wednesday, presented by Keesler Federal Credit Union. Every Wednesday in 2022, active and retired military members with a valid military ID will receive $2 off dugout and reserve level tickets. For more ticket information, stop by our ticket office or go online to BiloxiShuckers.com.
Oh, Last of the eighth inning, Biloxi Shuckers leading Mississippi Braves 3-2. It'll be Dillard, Reitz, and Valerio, the 3-2 up here. Lefty Jake Higginbotham out for an inning full of work. He got the last two outs in the seventh. As the first offer in Dillard swings through an elevated fastball for a strike, it is 0-1. The first out that Higginbotham got, though, is the difference in this game. It was a sac fly to right field by Noah Campbell. 0-1 inner edge breaking ball for a strike right on the inside corner. And the count is 0-2 to Dillard. The set in the 0-2. And Thomas strikes out swinging on an inside breaker. First strikeout for Higginbotham. And gone, and Jackson reads the batter. So here's Reitz from the right side, 0 for 3 tonight. As the first pitch, bender at the knees for a strike, it is 0-1. And looking at the Southern League scoreboard, Montgomery opening up a series against Pensacola, the 0-1. And Reitz takes in tight, one ball and one strike. Pensacola scored two in the second, but then four in the third for Montgomery. Two in the fifth and two in the seventh. As the 1-1 is shot the opposite way and off the glove of Delgado and out into shallow center field. That'll go down as an error. Sharply struck ball. The one that Delgado could have made a play on. Just a couple of steps to his left and it deflects away from him. So an E4. Reitz is on first and now Valerio. The batter, and that will go down as the third error of the night for the Embrace. And now it's Valerio in the first offer, and Felix takes inside with a fastball. It is 1-0. So Montgomery out to an 8-2 lead over Pensacola tonight. Jaden Murray, 5 innings, 2 runs on 3 hits. 1-0. And Valerio tips this foul, but it is a strike. And the count is 1-1. Meanwhile, A.J. Ladwig, 6 innings, 6 runs, 5 earned on 8 hits tonight. 6 strikeouts for the Wahoos. Remember, we only play Pensacola 9 times the rest of the year. 1-1. And that is low and inside. 2 balls and a strike to Valerio, who doubled and scored as part of the 2-run 7th. That's given Biloxi a 3-2 lead here in the bottom of the 8th inning. Reitz with a short lead off of first. And the 2-1. And Valerio takes low, 3 balls and 1 strike. And worth mentioning, the Shuckers do not have anybody getting warm out in their bullpen right now. So looks like Carlos Luna will likely come out for the ninth and try and provide the last 4 innings for Biloxi. The 3-1. And Valerio bounces this on the ground. Scooped up by the shortstop, Bunnell to second for 1. On to first. Double play ends the inning. 6-4-3 for the second time tonight for the Embraves. So we head on to the ninth. Shuckers leading it by a run. 3-2 as we go that way. And Biloxi Shuckers baseball will continue after we paused in seconds for station identification.
Cruising. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Planning a party for your graduate can be a challenge. Preparing a wedding might just drive you crazy, but not if you go to Milner Rental Center and get some help from the experts. Milner's been doing this for decades, and they know exactly what you need to make that special event the talk of the town. Party tents, tables, and table settings, chairs, stages, dance floors, candelabras, and more. Visit Milner Rental Center on Dito Road in Orange Grove and Pass Road in Gulfport, or see us online at milnerrental.com.
Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Start of the ninth inning, the Biloxi Shuckers leading Mississippi Braves 3-2. Carlos Luna out for a fourth inning of relief work as the first pitch to Andrew Moritz is a cut fastball in there for a strike. It is 0-1. 3 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for Biloxi. 2 runs, 7 hits, 3 errors for Mississippi. 0-1 fouled back, and it is 0-2. M-Braves scored 1 in the first and 1 in the second. Shuckers got 1 in the sixth and 2 in the seventh. A sacrifice fly by Noah Campbell, the difference in the ballgame right now. Luna the 0-2, and this is hit down the left field line, but fouled the entire way. Left-handed hitter Moritz was just reaching to stay alive. Now Moritz singled and moved to second on a throwing error back in the second. He would score on an RBI single by Jariel Gonzalez. The set in the 0-2. Now the fastball is outside. The count is a ball and 2 strikes to Moritz. Gonzalez and Delgado. The 2-2 up after Moritz in this inning. Right-handed hurler Luna, the 1-2, way outside. Trying to throw a backdoor slider and miss. The count goes even at 2-2. Since the single by Moritz, he is lined to center and fly to left. He was the first batter that Luna faced when he came into the ballgame in the sixth. The 2-2. And that is hit on the ground, right side, long run over Valerio, spins in the shallow right field grass, and makes the throw to retire Moritz. What a play by Valerio. Had to go a long way to get there on a pretty well-struck ball. Was able to knock it down in shallow right, pop up, and still make the throw. First out here in the inning, and another exceptional defensive play, this time by Valerio. With one gone, it's Yariel Gonzalez. Switch hitter batting from the left side against the righty Luna and the pitch. And a slider is hit out towards the right field gap. That one's going to get all the way to the Mississippi side and bounce off the wall. Weimer plays it on a perfect hop, but it's still a one-out double by Gonzalez. 10th double of the year for the designated hitter, and he represents the tying run in scoring position. As Riley Delgado will come to hit for the M-Braves. And with that, Lopez is going to come out and have a quick word with Luna. And the M-Braves are going to pinch run as Jalen Miller will come off of the bench and run for Gonzalez at second. You know, it is a lost element with the fact that we no longer play National League rules baseball when these two teams get together. Pinch hitters and double switches and pinch runners. These are two managers. Bruce Crabb spending a lot of years in the Pirates organization and obviously Mike Guerrero in the Brewers organization. They know how to utilize their bench. So Miller at second now is the pinch runner and the first offer to Delgado. And a breaking ball popped up first base side but into the stands foul. Strike one to Delgado. Delgado tonight, 1-for-3. He singled up the middle back in the fourth, and he lined out to center back in the sixth. Center fielder Weimer shaded towards right. Jason Koka keeping his arm loose out in left field. The 0-1. And that is hit out into right field. Campbell is backing up on it. He'll have a play over his shoulder, but the runner is going to tag up to third. And Valerio sprints his way into the infield to hold the runner. So we'll line out to right for the second out. The tying run at third. And Cade Bunnell, the hitter, for Mississippi. Third game with the M-Braves for Bunnell. He spent most of the year with Rome in high A. The first offer, and that is low and outside with a fastball. It is 1-0. Shuckers leading it 3-2 with two gone here in the top of the ninth inning. With the runner Jalen Miller at third after the one-out double by Gonzalez. The 1-0 inside missed with a breaking ball. And it's two balls and no strikes to Bunnell. Cody Milligan, the center fielder, waiting on deck. He has reached base three times tonight. Luna sets. And the 2-0 offer is, whoa, not by very much. And it's 3-0 now to the nine-hole hitter, Bunnell. Two gone here in the top of the ninth. Shuckers looking to close out a one-run win. The 3-0 is taken off-speed in there for a strike. And it's 3-1. Weimer straight away in center. Campbell relatively deep in right. Infield plays the left-handed hitting Bunnell to pull. The set and the 3-1 is just off the plate with a fastball for ball four. Runs a little bit outside that time for Luna. It's the first walk that he has issued tonight. And now mid on the corners and two gone. And the lineup turns back over to Cody Milligan. And with that, Nick Childs is going to pop out of the dugout and come out and have a quick word. Well, Bunnell this season has stolen just two bases with Rome. When he was with Low A Augusta in 2021, he stole 13 bags in 113 games. You have to wonder if the M-Braves are going to look to do the same thing that they did back in the second inning. Check that back in the first. When Justin Dean stole second and opened a lane for Milligan to come in and score. And I'm sure that is part of the conversation. Nick Childs with Carlos Luna and Jason Lopez. Middle infielders Felix Valerio and Andrew Montesario also coming in. One run Shuckers lead, 3-2 here in the top of the ninth inning. Runners on the corners and two outs. Milligan the lefty and Luna the first pitch. And that is taken knee-high outer half for a strike. It is 0-1. Milligan with a single his first time up. He walked in the second and the third and he popped out to left back in the seventh. Luna's 0-1, and a breaking ball, check, swing, tapper, foul. No balls and two strikes to Cody Milligan, the center fielder. Shuckers looking to win the opening game of the second half in the opening game of this series. The set and the 0-2. And a swing and a miss. Luna throws the final four innings, and the Shuckers get the win tonight. They come from behind as they score three unanswered runs between the sixth and seventh inning and win a close one tonight. Final score, the Biloxi Shuckers 3 and the Mississippi Braves 2. It's another one-run game for the Shuckers. But another one-run contest that they win. And give a ton of credit to the pitching staff tonight. Ran into some trouble in the first two innings and had been on the corners with two gone in the ninth, but they were able to hang on. Carlos Luna goes the final four innings for the Shuckers. And as a result, he picks up the victory tonight as Biloxi tops the M-Braves. Get you the final numbers in this one tonight for the Shuckers. Three runs on eight hits, one error. They leave six men on base for Mississippi. Two runs on eight hits. They committed three errors tonight, and they also leave eight men on base. The winning pitcher is Carlos Luna. He improves to 3-4 on the year, and Hayden Deal takes the loss tonight. He drops to 2-2. So one away to kick off the second half for Biloxi. Remember, they opened up the season with a 13-11 win in 11 innings over the Wahoos. A little bit more of a crisp contest tonight as the Shuckers get a 3-2 victory. And down on the field, let's send you to Thomas Zinzarello with Carlos Luna.
Our Shuckers player of the game, Carlos Luna. Carlos, four scoreless innings out of the bullpen, really. I know you've been out of the rotation before, out of the bullpen. Is there a different mindset sometimes when you know you're going the day before, or even coming out of the bullpen, you got to get warm for a little bit?
The only difference is just not starting the game. You're still going to go out and attack hitters and compete, and that's the mentality of all the time.
Well, four strikeouts as well across those four innings. Got a little tight there. How did you bear it down, and what was working for you out there?
I mean, just attacking hitters. That's our thing here. Just go after him. Whatever happens, going to happen, and just trust me. Just trust what I'm doing out there and just competing. That's it.
Well, the Shuckers this season really like the comeback kids sometimes, fall behind early, come back late. What does another win like this, especially to start the second half of the season, really do for the Shucker squad?
I mean, we would like to not get that tight at the end of the game, but, I mean, this team is just going to compete all nine innings, and that's a special treat that we have, and we're just going to keep doing it.
Oh, thanks, Carlos. Congrats today.
Thank you.
All right, there you have Carlos Luna, your player of the game tonight. He throws the final four innings and gets the win as the Shuckers come back and beat the Embraves tonight. When we come back, it's the postgame show. Put a bow on this one for you. Get you set for game two of this series tomorrow night. All of that as Biloxi Shuckers baseball continues in a moment.
Join in on all the fun this summer at MGM Park with a Shuck Nation membership. Besides tickets to all 69 home games in 2022, Shuck Nation delivers behind-the-scenes access to exclusive events, team store discounts, and special game day perks. Pick from our full or half-season options and join the Shuckers community. For details on how to join, visit BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
There is always something going on every Saturday night at MGM Park. Shuck Yeah Saturdays are nights full of premium giveaways, entertainment, and more. Join us on July 2nd for Biloxi's Southern Negro League Baseball Night as the first 1,000 fans receive a Biloxi Southern Negro League tee. To find out more information and purchase tickets, visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
Get everything you need to show your Shucker pride at the Shucker Shop. Located behind home plate on the concourse at MGM Park, stock up on gear for the next big game. From hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and jerseys, the Shucker Shop is your one-stop shop for all things Biloxi Shuckers. The Shucker Shop is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and throughout all Shuckers home games. You can also shop online anytime at shuckers.milbstore.com.
Stay up to date with all things Shuckers this season by following us on social media. From news and highlights to game day promotions, follow us on Twitter at Biloxi Shuckers, on Instagram at Official Biloxi Shuckers, and on Facebook and TikTok by searching Biloxi Shuckers. And don't forget, tag us in your posts when you're at the game using the hashtag ShuckYeah or Shelfie.
It's time to close the books on this game on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Let's send you back to the ballpark.
Welcome back to MGM Park, where the Shuckers get a 3-2 victory tonight over the Mississippi Braves. Garrett Green with you here. Thomas Zinzarella will rejoin us shortly. We take a look back at the contest tonight between the Shuckers and the Embraves. And let's go back through this one. And the Embraves jumped out to a 1-0 lead in the first. Cody Milligan with a single on the second pitch of the game. And then Justin Dean on the very next offer single down into right. And put men on the corners with nobody gone. And the Embraves executed a double steal, a steal of second, and a steal of home to drive in the first run of the game. In the second, Justin Bullock back out on the mound. A single allowed and an error that allowed Moritz to get to second. Jariel Gonzalez would drive him in. However, Bullock worked around men on the corners and was able to get out of the inning without allowing anything else. He allowed a two-out double in the third and then ran into some trouble in the fourth. The bases loaded and only one out. And Kent Hassler came in, maybe one of the biggest plays in the entire game as he ends up getting a 4-6-3 double play. On the other side of things, you do have to feel a little bit for Jared Schuster, who was very good tonight. Through the first four innings, he allowed just three hits. They were all singles and a walk. He struck out eight. However, you could tell the Shuckers were starting to figure him out in the fifth. Cam Devaney lined out to deep right center field. It was an exceptional catch made by Cody Milligan. However, Biloxi got all three of their outs by way of fly out to the outfield in that inning, and then they finally cracked through in the sixth. Noah Campbell, a leadoff walk on four pitches. Andrew Montessorio then doubled down the right field line to put two men in scoring position. The end of the night for Schuster after he got a foul out. And then Thomas Dillard against the lefty Hayden Deal hit a bouncing ball to first that the run scored on anyway, but Drew Lugbauer commits an error, and that allows the run to come in and score. And it was 2-1 at that point. A double play by Deal did get him out of the inning. But then in the seventh, Felix Valerio, a leadoff double. He scores on a close play at home as Jason Lopez, an RBI single out into left. And then Mike Guerrero, a great job utilizing his bench tonight. He goes with Jason Coca, the switch hitter who bats from the right side against the left-hander Hayden Deal. Singles through. That moves the runner Lopez, or excuse me, that moved him around and put him in a spot to come in and score. I did move Lopez. And then Noah Campbell, with a man at third and two outs, hits a ball down the right field line that ultimately is caught, but a very aggressive send by J.J. Reimer as he sends home Lopez, who scores on the sack fly. The Shuckers take a 3-2 lead. And then Carlos Luna, he gives up a leadoff single in the eighth, but a great job on a caught stealing to eliminate that. And then in the ninth inning, a double by Jariel Gonzalez. Jalen Miller comes in as a pinch runner, but Carlos Luna gets the final two outs and locks down a 3-2 win for the Shuckers tonight. Well, when we come back, we will take a look at scores from around the Southern League and the rest of the Brewers affiliated system as we put a bow on this one. Shuckers win it 3-2 tonight on the Biloxi Shuckers Broadcast Network.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on, Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply.
They'll challenge your authority, because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch. Until you hear that click. Never give up. Until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.
There are pawn shops, and then there's Dad's Super Pawn. If you've never been in Dad's, then you don't know what you're missing. Everyone at Dad's is knowledgeable and helpful. And if you're pawning an item, you'll get the most money. And if you're looking to buy something, you'll save like never before on new and previously enjoyed items. From jewelry, firearms, scopes, musical instruments and tools, and so much more, you'll find it at Dad's. And at the right price. There's everyone else. And then there's Dad's Super Pawn.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Sun is shining in the sky. There ain't a cloud in the
Welcome back to MGM Park. Shuckers 3-2 winners over the Mississippi Braves tonight in come-from-behind fashion. But as we said, tonight kicks off the second half of the Southern League season, and so everybody in action. And for a look at scores from around the Southern League, we send you over to Thomas Zenzarella.
Well, thank you, Garrett. We're going to start with the game still going on right now in Pensacola, top of the eighth inning. Montgomery ahead 8-5. But Pensacola, really both teams putting up a fight. Two runs in the bottom of the second. Norel Gonzalez, two-run blast. Montgomery answers with a four-run top of the third. We fast forward to the top of the fifth. A two-run home run, 6-2 biscuits. And they got a really good start today from Jaden Murray. His ERA now down to 2.98. Five innings, allows two runs on three hits, six strikeouts. So a quality start for him. But then both teams scoring some runs late in the seventh inning. Two in the top of the seventh. By the Biscuits, a pair of RBI single and RBI double. Kobe Fletcher Vance ground out in the bottom half of the inning, gets one in. J.D. Orr double the other, and then a wild pitch. So 8-5, we are in the top of the eighth inning. Montgomery runners on first and second and two outs after Wisely. Brett Wisely walks on four pitches against Zach LeBan. So again, always, you said, new start of the second half of the season, all back at zero, as you said earlier in the game, and that is for sure. Now, one of the more exciting things to happen in the Southern League today, not that anything that, as we've said so far, wasn't, but a no-hitter thrown by the Tennessee Smokies as they defeat Rocket City 2-0, just three hits in the game, too. Jake Slaughter with a home run, solo blast. That was one of the three hits. And then the other two runs, or the other run coming in on a RBI single by Bryce Ball. So that's one way to be effective if we're going to do so. And really, it's not like Rocket City. They only walked three guys, so it's not like they had six walks that put everybody on. They just out-dueled today, unfortunately, as Smokies combined no-hitter with four different pitchers for the 2-0 victory. And then I had to finish on this game because this is probably going to be the craziest game. I keep saying that every time, but this legit
It just keeps getting crazier, Thomas. That's all I'm going to tell you. But for the craziest as of this moment, let's hear about it.
Birmingham and Chattanooga are now tied at 9 in the bottom of the ninth inning. We're going to start way back at the beginning. Rowdy Reed, solo home run in the third. Nick Quintana, who was just pulled up from Dayton. The Cincinnati Reds, high A affiliate RBI single, ties the game in the fourth. Craig Dietolo, triple in the top of the sixth. And this is where the fun begins. So 2-1. We're into the sixth inning. You think, okay, some of the scoring's happened. Maybe you get to a 4-3 result. Nope. A 7 spot in the bottom of the sixth inning. Alex McGarry, homers, a solo blast. Alan Serda, two-run homer, 4-2 lookouts. Quintana, homers. It's 6-2. A two-run homer. McGarry singles again. Three singles, 8-2 lookouts. And then they get one more. Quintana, homers. 9-2 again, and then this again with the phone continues. 7 unanswered then by Birmingham, 5 in the top of the 8th. Nasloni single, Dietolo single, Testino home run, and then they tied. Alex Testino singles on a pop-up to the shortstop. 2-run score, combined 29 hits, 18 runs, and we are not done yet. Bottom of the ninth inning, a Alan Serda leadoff walk on a full count against Theo Denlinger. So Jacob Herdebees out of Army, one of the speedsters in the Reds organization. He's on at first, and Ivan Johnson batting. So maybe by the time we wrap up the postgame, this one may have a conclusion.
We will find out. Thank you so much, Thomas. Yeah, that is crazy. That is the way that game went. From a, you could give up a 7 spot. You don't feel so great about that, and yet you got a chance. That was, you said that was a 2-1 game going into the seventh.
In the seventh.
Right around. There you go. Yeah. There you go. All right. Thank you so much, Thomas. All right. As for the Brewers affiliated scoreboard tonight, Carolina, they were just happy to be playing anyone other than the Down East Wood Ducks after they were swept in Down East. Well, how do you like this? They kick off a series against Fayetteville tonight. And on the mound, the Major League rehabber Forrest Whitley for Houston. Three hitless innings with 5 strikeouts, but after that they were able to weather the storm and ultimately get into the bullpen for the Woodpeckers tonight. And Fayetteville falls to Carolina 8-5 in the game tonight. All the big names come away with hits tonight. Jackson Churillo has a hit and a run scored. Jefferson Quero, Vaquero, excuse me, 1-for-4 with an RBI tonight. How about Eduardo Garcia, the phenom under-20 shortstop that they have there, 3-for-4 tonight with an RBI, and 3 runs scored. Zach Rabi with a hit and a single. He also had an RBI as well and scored a run. And then this is what's confusing. There is Jackson Chirino, and then there is Jesus Chirinos, who is down there. So not Hamill Chirino, Chirinos.
Yeah.
Down there for Carolina. He goes 2-for-3 with 3 runs driven in tonight as Carolina comes away with an 8-5 victory over Fayetteville, withstanding the Major League Rehabber. Wisconsin, they were suspended in the bottom of the third inning at their game at Fox City Stadium tonight. They are trailing Cedar Rapids 5-0 at the point that tonight's game was suspended. Zach Mort gave up 5 runs in 3 innings worth of work tonight for the T-Rats. And meanwhile, Nashville taking on Indianapolis. Bad news for the Nashville Sounds. Alec Bettinger in 2 1/3 innings tonight gave up 5 runs, but just 2 of them were earned. 3 hits, 3 walks, and a strikeout. Zach Brown then 2/3 scoreless innings. And then Tyler Herb out of the bullpen tonight. 4 innings, 4 hits, no runs, no walks, and 5 strikeouts for Herb. And
so,
unfortunately, though, currently Nashville trailing 5-3 in their contest. Former Milwaukee Brewer Ben Gamble has a home run in that game. However, John Singleton with a 2-run homer and a RBI single tonight. So that is all the scoring. That game is in the top of the 8th right now. And the Big League Club tonight, they are taking on the Rays. And right now, Milwaukee has a 5-3 lead in their ball game. Against the Rays right now as they are back at the Trop in that one. All right, final numbers from our game tonight. For Biloxi, 3 runs on 8 hits. They committed 1 error and left 6 men on base. For Mississippi, 2 runs on 8 hits. They committed 3 errors and they left 8 men on base. The winning pitcher tonight, Carlos Luna, improves to 3-4. The losing pitcher tonight is Hayden Deal. He drops to 2-2. Tonight's game took 2 hours and 34 minutes in front of a crowd of 1802 on an 86-degree, partly cloudy night here in Biloxi. With the win, the Shuckers improved to 35-33 on the season, and they are 1-0 to start the second half of the Southern League campaign. With a loss, Mississippi is 29-41 overall on the year, and they are 0-1 to start the second half of the Southern League season. Next up, it's another 6:35 p.m. first pitch right here in Biloxi tomorrow night. The Shuckers will send the right-hander Victor Castaneda to the mound, 1-2 with a 2.75 ERA. He'll be opposed by the right-hander Alan Ranjel, 2-2 with a 4.95 earned run average. First pitch comes your way at 6:35 p.m., so we're on the air for you tomorrow night at 6:15 from right here in Biloxi. Well, a big thanks to our entire crew for all of their hard work tonight. Big thanks to Thomas Zenzarella as well. Play-by-play, color commentator, broadcast coordinator, social media, and down to the field for the interview after the game. Thomas, thank you as always for all of your hard work, sir.
Oh, thank you, Garrett. I'm ready to get after it here in the second half of the season.
Say he's getting his stair work in. As we always say, the biggest thanks goes out to all of you who made us a part of your Tuesday night, whether you listen for an out and inning or you're with us for the entire contest. We're thrilled you made Biloxi Shuckers baseball a part of your night. So for our entire crew, for Thomas Zinzarella, I'm Garrett Green, saying so long from here at MGM Park. Your final score, the Biloxi Shuckers 3, the Mississippi Braves 2. Back at it again tomorrow night at 6:35 p.m. Until then, good night from the banks of the Mississippi Sound.
You've been listening to Biloxi Shuckers baseball on the Shuckers Broadcast Network. This broadcast has been brought to you by Coca-Cola, the DoubleTree by Hilton Biloxi, and Glass Doctor. For news, stats, ticketing information, upcoming promotions, and merchandise, be sure to visit BiloxiShuckers.com.
I refuse to let you go if I have sympathy.